or to put health care reform on hold.
That will be his message later today when he meets with the entire Democratic caucus led by Senator Harry Reid.
Like a steeplechase race, last big puddles in front of us, we'll jump over that and we'll be to the finish line.
But a public insurance plan and a proposal to expand Medicare lack the votes needed to be part of a final bill. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer looks at the reform debate endgame.
I think you want to get consensus on something is better than nothing.
And eventually the big differences between Senate and House health insurance reform proposals will have to be settled. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
With world leaders beginning to arrive today, delegates are pushing hard against serious obstacles. CBS News Correspondent Barry Bagnano is covering the Global Climate Conference and joins us live from Copenhagen.
Nick, you can feel the time pressure here. Complicated issues, less than 3 days to untangle them. UN Climate Chief Ivo de Boa a short time ago.
We have seen significant progress, but we haven't seen enough of it.
China and the U.S. are bickering over agreement verification procedures. Developing nations believe richer countries won't make strong enough commitments, a suspicion fueled by reluctance among Americans. Oklahoma Republican Senator Jim Inhofe tells CBS News he remains convinced global warming is a hoax.
This is a very expensive hoax. People don't understand how much this costs us in terms of our ability to generate energy, to hire people, to keep our manufacturers going.
In a sharp warning, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is telling world leaders and delegates, stop finger-pointing. Chances are there will be some agreement here, but what it would actually do is still up in the air. Live in Copenhagen, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
It's a big step toward President Obama's goal of shutting down the prison camp at Guantanamo. Today, the government is expected to announce that a limited number of the detainees will be shifted to an underutilized federal prison in rural Thompson, Illinois, about 150 miles west of Chicago. CBS News correspondent Bill Platt says the administration plans changes to the prison before any transfer.
The federal government would update the facility to, quote, beyond supermax, unquote, according to one source, and it would house no more than about 100 Guantanamo prisoners. But none of those prisoners can be moved to U.S. soil without the consent of Congress.
So the decision isn't going down well with the locals.
I don't think they should be here because that's bringing an extra threat to Illinois.
No. No.
Wouldn't be a good idea.
I don't think so.
I don't want them here.
There's word this morning of a second largest recall in U.S. history. More than 50 million Roman shades and roll-up blinds because of the danger to children. More from CBS's consumer correspondent Susan Copen.
Robert and Susan Ersprung were shocked to find their 18-month-old son Collier with a cord from a Roman shade wrapped around his neck.
He was pulling, trying to get free, and it was, you know, pinching tighter and tighter around his neck.
He placed those shades there next to his crib. No idea that they were potentially so dangerous.
Collier survived, but other children haven't been so lucky. There have been 8 reported deaths involving Roman shades and roll-up blinds since 2001.
Time on the roundup, 4 past the hour.
I grew up in an all-white neighborhood.
I grew up in a diverse neighborhood.
Everyone I knew was... You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter's nominee for U.S. attorney has pulled her name from consideration.
Stephanie Villafuerte did the right thing by withdrawing.
Republican Party Chair Dick Wadham says he questions Villafuerte's role in Governor Ritter's 2006 campaign. She denies asking the DA's office to access a restricted database to check on an illegal immigrant mentioned in an ad against Governor Ritter. But Ritter's opponent, Bob Beaupre, is skeptical.
If withdrawing this nomination says anything, it should say guilty as charged.
Law enforcement agent Corey Voorhees lost his job after accessing that database, but a jury acquitted him of any wrongdoing charges. They're counting the numbers that could determine whether we see picket lines up outside the grocery store. The union representing thousands of grocery workers is tallying the votes on what the companies call their last, best, and final contract offer. Those grocery workers have been working under a contract that expired 8 months ago. In sports, the Nuggets cruised to a fairly easy win last night against the Thunder of Oklahoma City. The Avs play the Washington Capitals tonight at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad start to this morning's commute. Now, there's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Volume building in those usual spots, like 2 1/4 as you're coming around that Parker curve, as well as on I-25 coming up on 84th, but no significant delays on either one of those stretches. CDOT's just dropped the chain laws over Loveland Pass for the semis, so that's a pretty good sign that conditions are improving up there. Quick check on the day's forecast. We can expect a high of almost 50 degrees. Currently, it's 25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Is your bathtub ugly? You can make it beautiful with a bathtub liner system from KH Bath Pros. They'll transform your bath at a fraction of the cost of a remodel. Get special pricing now through New Year's. Visit khbathpros.com. That's khbathpros.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Bill Press, I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pisshead.
Just shut up, will you?
You shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
The new rule in the United States Senate. Whatever Joe Lieberman wants, Joe Lieberman gets. And right now, Joe Lieberman says he wants expansion of Medicare out of the health care reform bill, and so it is going out on orders from the White House. How do you like that? I'm telling you, it's all over. It's all over. There's no fight in the Democrats, no fight in the Democrats in the Senate, no fight in the Democrat in the White House. It's just whatever Joe Lieberman wants, he gets. What a sad day for America and a sad day for democracy. And we come to you live, coast to coast, on this sad day, December 15. It's Tuesday, December 15, 2009. Good to have you with us today. We'll sort this out. We'll raise hell, and maybe we can turn things around here. It is the Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast, from our little radio perch just up the street from the United States, or down the street, whichever way you're going, from the United States Capitol building. We're sailing toward final health care reform passage. Joe Lieberman upset the apple cart by going into Harry Reid's office on Friday and saying expanding Medicare, which is something I've been preaching and promising for most of my professional career when I ran for re-election, even 3 months ago, giving an interview up in Connecticut. I'm now against it. I will not vote for any. I will not allow a vote. Not even allow a vote. I will filibuster any legislation that has that passage in it. 866-55-PRESS. You want to weigh in on Trader Joe? 866-55-77-377. Welcome your calls and invite you to go to the website BillPressShow.com. Check out something we're going to talk about here at the top of the hour. How I have been banned in Boston. No, not banned in Boston. Worse. Banned in the United States Capitol by Al Jazeera, would you believe? Yeah. Don't think it could happen in America? Oh, yes, it has, and I'll tell you all about it. You can find out on our website, BillPressShow.com. Team Press in place here. Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning. What do you say, guys?
Hi there.
Bill.
Ready to go.
Nice to see you. Yes.
While we are here, Vice President Biden appearing on Morning Joe on MSNBC. He was asked about Trader Joe Lieberman by Joe Scarborough.
You like Joe? Joe a good guy?
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Joe a good guy.
Say it ain't so. Look, Joe is a great guy, but Joe,
what's going
is
on? Is this about spite? Is this about Democrats turning on him in 2006 and now Joe saying it's my time to get revenge?
You know, I honest to God don't know. What I learned from Mike Mansfield when I first got there, I told you the story, is never question other man's motive.
Right.
Question his judgment. I think Joe's judgment is wrong in this.
Yeah, for sure. Question his judgment. And will he be there in the end?
I mean, 3 months ago, we've been playing a tape all morning where 3 months ago he's for the expansion of Medicare. Now he thinks it's a terrible thing. Says it on
Facebook.
Are you surprised by that?
If we held flip-flops against everybody in the Congress, we'd probably not have many people there. Look, I'm confident that Joe is going to see the light. Yeah. I'm confident Joe's going to vote for a final bill here. But there's an awful lot of gamesmanship going on right now.
Yeah, what I'm afraid is everybody's bending over for Joe, and the final product is not going to be worth voting on.
There we go.
Hey, it does say he's confident Joe will sign a bill.
Yeah.
But that's kind of all he says.
Vote for
a bill.
And Obama will sign a bill.
Right.
Yeah. Will either one be worth it? Probably not, the way it's going. Sam Stein's going to come along a little bit later, White House correspondent for Huffington Post. We're also going to talk to Cecil Bothwell, the new councilman from Asheville, North Carolina, an atheist. And for that reason, some people are trying to throw him off the city council. And yes, Al Jazeera strikes me. But first...
This is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines, the mention of the water cooler today. Tiger Woods is alleged mistresses are cashing in. ABC News reporting there's plenty of money being offered up by the tabloids to women who dish details about trysts with Tiger, up to $200,000 for one interview. Even family members are cashing in $20,000 for anyone who talks about a relative who was with Tiger but doesn't want to go public.
We'll match that for the Bill Press Show here. Yeah. Do you think when he comes back, he'll change his name?
He'll just start playing by his real name, Eldrick. Eldrick Woods.
Something like that.
On Tiger, how has his image been tarnished by his behavior? New Washington Post ABC poll shows for the first time more people view the golfer unfavorably than favorably. 42% view him in a good light, sinking from a whopping 85% in a similar poll back in 2005. However, more than half still believe he's valuable as an advertising pitchman.
I don't know about that either.
And here's one to wrap your mind around. Sean Diddy Combs says he's personally responsible for the election of President Obama.
Of course.
The hip-hop star telling Playboy magazine the success of rap music played a big part in the politician's success. He thinks the leader of the free world is dope, and he'd love to be adopted by the first family.
Shut up, is right.
Go away. Right. Shut up.
Let me tell you. You depended on rap music to get elected.
Yeah.
Rats are ruck with that. Well, again, go to the website, BillPressShow.com, and you'll see the post on Huffington Post. The link to it, at any rate. A headline, banned by Al Jazeera. In America, yeah, I just want to bring you up to date on this. So, you know, and just bear with me for a while, but I give you a little background. So, I came here in 1996 to do Crossfire, right, at MSN, at CNN. There for 6 years, did Spin Room with Tucker Carlson. Also at CNN, move over to MSNBC, Buchanan and Press with Pat Buchanan. I think I've earned my stripes in this town. I've been doing this radio show for the last 4.5 years. And also, most recently, I've joined the White House Press Corps, go down to the White House. Just about every day, cover the White House, do our White House reports from the White House. And in addition to that, so again, I think I've earned my stripes. In addition to that, I have been asked by Dial Global partners, Dial Global Radio Networks, our syndicator, to maybe do the same thing for the United States Congress. So last spring, sometime March, April, I applied, Dial Global applied for me to the United States Congress, to the Senate Radio TV Galleries for a press pass, just a congressional pass, so I can go down to the Congress and cover news conferences and cover hearings and then do reports from the Congress. And as you know, you listen to the show, almost every day we have a member of Congress, either the House or the Senate, if not more than one, on the show, and we talk about the legislation that's pending down there, health care, number one. James Clyburn, the whip of the House of Representatives, with us this morning. So anyhow, this is dragged on and on. I didn't hear from them. I didn't, what's going on? Why is it taking so long? Finally, in November 9, they called me in, the executive committee, to quiz me as to why I wanted to do this, and I just explained like I did to you, just because I do the White House now, I do the radio show, I just want to add this little dimension to my reporting assignments. And they raise the question, but, you know, now, let's see, you do occasionally express an opinion, right? And I said, well, yeah, I'm a liberal, I'm a Democrat, I don't make any bones about that, but I do my reporting, and I also, like, add my little commentary. People know I came here as a liberal co-host of Crossfire, so, like, what's wrong with that? Well, I thought, this might be trouble. Sure enough, yesterday, I got a letter from the Correspondents Association that covers the rules with the Senate Radio TV Gallery, and guess what? They've turned me down, denied me a congressional pass. Because get this, back in October, boy, this is timely. Here's what appeared on our website. Quote. This is what got me denied, right? Quote. Senator Joe Lieberman says he will vote against Harry Reid's proposed health reform bill that includes a public plan option. Call Senator Lieberman's office and tell him he's wrong to do so and should vote for it. Pretty outrageous, huh? Pretty damaging, pretty dangerous. Anyhow, for that sentence on our website, I was denied a congressional pass. Now get this. Because they say I express my opinion. So what I want to know is, and I've shot back at them on this, my friend and former co-host of Crossfire, the late Bob Novak, right? Nobody was more opinionated than Bob Novak. He wrote a column. He wrote like five columns a week for the Chicago Sun-Times and two a week for the Washington Post. He had a congressional pass for decades. Think about the people who have congressional passes today. Okay, you're not allowed to have an opinion. And yet, people who hold congressional passes today include, of course, Huffington Post, Mother Jones, Nation Magazine, Fox News, Salem Public Radio. I mean, all of these, the Washington Times, even the New York Times, they all express opinions. They all have congressional passes. Not only that, if you look at, and by the way, you can go to the website, you'll find there are 173 news organizations that have congressional passes, okay, including Egyptian TV, Russia Today Television, Caracol TV, Catalunya Radio, Venezuela TV, Sagamatha Television, whatever the hell that is. And what I want to know is, so who monitors all of them to make sure there's never any opinion expressed? Now, here's what really gets me, okay? The people who voted against me include, right, now I'm not allowed to have a congressional pass, so I can bring you reports every day on this show about what's happening down in Congress. Just walk down the street here and join the news conferences. I'm banned. The people that voted against me include, right, Fox News. Fox News voted against me because I expressed an opinion. Fox News, the home of Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, voted against me because I expressed an opinion. Salem News Radio voted against me. The home of Bill Bennett, Michael Medved, Hugh Hewitt, voted against me because I express an opinion. You find a little trend here? And then the one that really takes the cake, Al Jazeera. Freaking Al Jazeera voted against me because I express an opinion. And what I want to know is, what the hell is Al Jazeera doing there anyway? What right do they have? Why should they have a vote? Al Jazeera gets a vote on which American journalists, liberal or conservative, get to cover the United States Congress. I'm telling you, this is absolutely, totally crazy. It means a lot to me because I want to be in as many places covering as many things as I can for you and bringing all that information here to the show. But because of Al Jazeera and Salem News Radio and Fox News, I'm not going to be able to do that from the United States Capitol. I'm telling you, man, so much troubling going on today. And I think this is just stupid. It is hypocritical of these people, and I think it is just dead wrong. So, you know what? I'll continue to go to the White House, and maybe someday we'll reapply down to the Congress when they come to their senses. 866-55-PRESS. Al Jazeera rules.
I do not accept a future where the jobs and industries of tomorrow take root beyond our borders. And I know you don't either. It is time for America to lead again.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the meth. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 120,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Cover America Auto Care has announced revolutionary, inexpensive mechanical breakdown coverage that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for drivers to call who own a vehicle that is less than 10 years old for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number is 800-632-1443. Drivers who are covered with this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair again. This is the auto coverage now sweeping across America at a fraction of what dealerships charge and is now available to the public by calling today. The number to call is 800-632-1443. 800-632-1443. That's 800-632-1443.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snow plow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Here. Tonight on A&E.
Oh, what the f*** is that?
That just happened?
I think we got his attention.
Wherever you're hiding, we will find you. We will come again and again and again.
Oh! The new season of Paranormal State premieres tonight at 10 p.m. 9 Central on A&E.
With $4,000 real cash back on every new vehicle, or qualified buyers can choose 0% financing on all models. Length of the contract is limited. Take delivery by January 4. But hurry down to your Saturn retailer today and check it out. Cherie is calling from Seattle. Cherie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad you're there.
I need to say I'm very nervous, but...
Oh, don't be. Just you and me talking.
I think I believe you being denied a congressional pass is more than ridiculous. It's dangerous. I think back to Al Gore's campaign and how we didn't have a counterpoint in the media to a conservative view, and they were able to paint a picture of him that,
yep,
you know, nobody recognized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think all points of view have to be represented. I mean, it seems to me if Salem News Radio can be there, I wouldn't deny them a congressional pass. Fox News, God knows, is there. Al Jazeera is there. I mean, why the hell can't the Bill Press Show be there? You know what I mean? I mean,
yes, I do. And I wonder what we can do about that, you know, to voice our dissent.
Well, you know, Cherie, I wish I could tell you something. I have to, there are seven journalists on this executive committee, and they have total control over who gets a congressional pass and who doesn't. Not even senators can override them, which that's pretty scary in and of itself.
But, yes, it is.
Yeah, the Senate says that the media control the media. They don't get involved in that. And so I think for the time being, I'm just slammed. Thanks, Cherie, for the call. Lucas in Chicago. Hi, Lucas.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's going on?
Good. I just wanted to say, you know, how dare you suggest that people should actually participate in a democratic society?
I know,
a senator, and you know, I mean, that's just outrageous.
Well, it's just because I'm a socialist, I think that way.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and yeah, it's like, I think it's also just the fact that some of these guys, and I really think this, that they think, well, you know, these progressives, they understand it, they get it, they call a spade, and we can't have that because they keep, you know, uncovering us and showing us up for who we really are. And it's a bunch of sellout corporate pigs, you know? And I think that's why, let's keep the progressives under wrap. We don't want them around because they'll expose us.
Well, I think that has to be part of the thinking here. I mean, the fact that Salem News Radio, as right-wing as you can get, they don't have – Salem News Radio, the whole operation, has not one progressive in all of their stations all around the country. It's total right-wing, and, of course, Fox News is total right-wing. And so I come along and they say, no. That's dangerous. We can't have – can have Bill Press there. Can you believe it? Lucas, Cherie, both, thank you so much for the calls. We're going to be, again, joined by Cecil Bothwell from Asheville. Talk about another person who's banned, or they're trying to ban him. Some people are, from the city council down in Asheville. Meanwhile, the big battle here on health care reform continues. We've been talking about that most of the morning. Max Baucus, standing alongside of Harry Reid yesterday, expressing confidence we're going to get the job done.
Sure, as I'm standing here, I am very confident. I know that we're going to pass health care insurance for all Americans within a matter of a couple of weeks.
But the problem of the day is that the only way they're going to get it done is if they agree to drop the Medicare buy-in, because Joe Lieberman is opposed to it. And believe it or not, rather than fight Joe Lieberman for what's right, the White House has told Harry Reid, make a deal with Lieberman, because we want to sign a bill, and whatever Joe wants, Joe gets.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create a miracle, our lab in Italy has just released Kevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off, plus an additional 30 days free. Call now, 888-604-HAIR. 888-604-HAIR. Call 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
Driving in winter requires preparation, because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Before they become cancerous, men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
The anti-aging skincare market is so saturated right now, advertisers will say anything to get you to buy their products. So how do you know which ones to believe? Here's a little secret. Confidence. Companies so confident in their products, they're willing to give them away for free. Like the makers of Hydroxytone. Dermatologist-recommended Hydroxytone is clinically proven to visibly erase wrinkles, tighten skin, and make frown lines disappear. It can take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible. And if you call now, it's free. The number for your free trial is 1-800-200-3691. See what I mean? Confidence. Hydroxytone's results are so impressive, it was even given away in celebrity gift bags at the Emmy Awards and featured in Allure magazine. Take advantage of this risk-free offer and see for yourself. What do you have to lose, other than a few wrinkles? Get your free trial of Hydroxytone at 1-800-200-3691. Supplies are extremely limited, so please hurry. 1-800-200-3691.
Don't know what to get the golfer in your life this holiday season? Hi, it's Karen from Golf Aurora. Why not give them the gift they really want? The gift of golf. How about a Premier card? We have two denominations available. Pay $500 and get $600 in value, or pay $250 and get $300 in value. Aurora Golf also offers golf gift cards in any denomination or perhaps a lesson package from our professional instructors. Aurora Golf has the perfect golf gift to give your special golfer. For more information, visit our 7 golf shops or golfaurora.com. That's golfaurora.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour on this Tuesday, December 15, it is the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live, coast to coast, from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Coming to every corner of the United States and one of the most beautiful corners of the United States and one of my favorite little towns, the city of Asheville, North Carolina, where we are proud to be part of the lineup on 880 The Revolution. But a little trouble down the mountain town of Asheville these days because of a new member of the city council. He was elected in November, sworn in last week, and already some people are trying to throw Cecil Bothwell off the city council because apparently he does not believe in the Almighty. Mr. Bothwell, making a living before as an investigative reporter for many years, and investigative reporter and editor, author of the book The Prince of War, Billy Graham's Crusade for a Holy Christian Empire. Cecil Bothwell, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you're where you are, and I hope you stay there. So,
I know I'll be here for 4 years anyway.
Who are these people who are threatening to throw you off the council? Are they trying? Have they filed a lawsuit, or what's going on?
No, there hasn't been a suit filed yet, but there's a threat of that, and they may be just barking, and they may be serious about it. The lead person in this is a man named H.K. Edgerton, who's something of a character here in Asheville.
There are a lot of characters in Asheville from my visits down there.
Yeah, we try to keep it weird here, and H.K. does his share on that. He's probably the only African American who's a member of the Sons of the Confederacy. And he goes about town in a Confederate uniform carrying the Dixie flag.
Oh, yeah, this is great. Now, and is his, so what is his beef with you, that you don't go to church on Sunday?
I think the core beef came from my book, actually, because there are some people here upset that Billy Graham's the local hero here, and
he lives not so far away, right?
Yeah, about 15 miles away.
Yeah.
And although my book is investigative and fully documented, it tells things about his career that other people didn't want to hear, I suppose. I think that's the root of it. And also, those conservatives didn't want me to win the election. So they engaged in a smear campaign leading up to the election. They had a couple of letters making all kinds of wild accusations, a direct mail campaign, which didn't work, fortunately. But the core of the basis for what they're doing is that the North Carolina Constitution contains a clause written in 160 years ago, which says that you're barred from holding office if you deny the Almighty God, which is a kind of an odd phrase, but I guess it's an archaic phrase that came from back in those days.
So are you an atheist or an agnostic?
I think most people would be more likely to call me an agnostic. I self-define as a post-theist because I don't think the question of whether or not there's a God is particularly relevant to my life or to modern life. I'm not anti-God. There may be a God, but I haven't bumped into anything in my life that I need a God explanation for.
Well, I want to ask you if these people, or Mr. Edgerton, is that his name?
Yes.
Do you think he's ever read the United States Constitution? He may have read the North Carolina Constitution. How about the last time I checked, North Carolina, even Asheville, was part of the United States of America, right?
It's hard to be sure of that sometimes around Asheville, but yeah, we are.
But isn't there something in the United States Constitution about no religious test for public office?
There's both that, and there's a clause that says that once a state becomes part of the country, the U.S. Constitution reigns supreme. So,
end of
such
story.
A law case, if they file suit, it'll be thrown out at some level.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the first court it goes into, or maybe in the Supreme Court. Who knows?
Well, let me ask you. I'm curious. So, how you were sworn in last week, right?
Right.
Well, when people, I thought when they, like, you know, when the president's sworn in, they put their hand on the Bible and then they say, so help me God at the end. How did you get by that?
There's an alternative oath that I think most states have, because, for instance, it's not just non-theists, but Quakers also will not swear on a Bible. And you just affirm. The judge says, do you affirm that you'll uphold the United States Constitution and the North Carolina Constitution, insofar as it does not conflict with the U.S. Constitution, and you say, I do.
Mm-hmm. So
you're affirming your oath.
Yeah. Now, have any similar challenges, legal challenges, been made, you know, to non-believers, let's call in public office, in any other states? Is there a precedent here that...
six states, I believe, have, and it may have all been in one case before the U.S. Supreme Court, overturned similar provisions in their constitutions. I think it was in 1961. So there's pretty clear U.S. law from the U.S. Supreme Court on that. It just has never been brought up. It's never been taken to court in North Carolina.
Got it. We're talking with Cecil Bothwell. He's a new member of the city council in Asheville, North Carolina. Well, Cecil, let me ask you, so what does this, whether or not you believe in God, have to do with your duties as a city councilman in Asheville? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Really nothing. I mean, it seems to me that my job as a civil servant is to take care of the problems that we face. And the cities like Asheville are hemorrhaging jobs. We just lost 228 manufacturing jobs at a Volvo plant this week.
Mm. That's a lot of jobs. I mean, that's a lot of jobs anywhere, but particularly for a city like the size of Asheville. Yeah.
And the infrastructure is crumbling. The country is going into debt over wars that were wars of choice, as far as I can see. And I think we need to address the problems right here at home. And questions of spirituality really aren't the province of a city council member. I leave that to clerics and to people's personal conscience. I think there's a really good reason why our Constitution put a wall between church and state, and that's because when religious dogma becomes part of government, people suffer. Women in particular, under theocratic governments, whether it's anti-choice, Sharia, they stone rape victims in the Mideast. They deny an education, so women particularly, but we also end up in wars. There were essentially theocratic-leaning people who led us into Iraq. Ashcroft.
Whoa, wait a minute. Remember, wait. God told George Bush he wanted him to invade Iraq. I mean,
exactly,
so,
my point.
Yeah, I know.
And both Blackwater and the Taliban were headed up by, zealot religionists.
Absolutely. So I just want to be sure, when you were running for city council, your platform was not that you were going to burn the Bibles and shut down all churches.
No, it was campaign finance reform, greening the city, reducing our carbon footprint, changing the water rate structure so we encourage conservation. I think global climate change is a huge issue, and I think every decision we make needs to be hinged on that.
And
so that's where I'm from. That's where I come from.
Yeah. And there are things people don't realize, but there are things that we as individuals can do. There are things that cities and towns and states can do, too. You don't have to wait for the federal government to act. So, man, I think you're on the right track there. Well, Cecil, we want to talk to you today, first of all, to make sure you're not, giving in to this pressure here. They're going to hang tight there and serve the city of Asheville well.
I certainly am.
And we're proud to be part of your community on 880 The Revolution. So the next time we're down there, you've got to come by and, we can have a beer or something and talk about how you're doing.
Yeah, I missed you on your last visit here, but I'll certainly catch up with you next time.
All right, great. Thanks, Cecil. Give him hell.
Thanks, Bill. Okay. I will. Bye-bye.
All right, great. I'm sure he's going to give him hell. He's the kind of guy you need there. He's got the best interest of his town in mind, and this other stuff is just nonsense.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-860-4574. That's 1-800-860-4574. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-860-4574. That's 1-800-860-4574.
AM760, Progressive Traffic.
Got a couple stalled buses out there, kind of strange for our Tuesday morning commute. One on westbound I-70 approaching Colorado. Also one westbound Bellevue just after I-25. One accident, AutoPed, Colfax and Osceola. That's around Federal. Heaviest jams out right now, southbound 25 up in Thornton, 104th to 84th. And again from Park Avenue past Spear. Forecast, much like yesterday, mostly sunny, breezy and mild, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Announcing the Ally Bank Online Savings Account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
The results are truly amazing. Ovation Cell Therapy has helped tens of thousands of people just like you stop dry, brittle, damaged hair and grow thicker, stronger, longer hair faster, up to twice as fast.
I've definitely seen a difference in the amount of hair I lose every time I shampoo. There's a significant change. Even my hairdresser has noticed a difference. She said that my hair looks much healthier and stronger. Thank you for making a great product. I would highly recommend it to everyone.
I finally found a shampoo and conditioner that cleans my hair thoroughly but gently. My hair is much softer and more manageable. The product smells fantastic.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no,
it doesn't.
This is pretty much best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
Oh,
the little Hanukkah gift there, is it? Now, was there a receiving line?
There was, yes.
So you actually got to stand in front of the Christmas tree with the president and first lady and...
Yeah, well, was it a Christmas tree? I forget what was behind us. But, yes,
okay.
We did stand, take a picture of the president. I told him to not shake your hand, that you had already been rejected from the Senate press gallery, and that he would be a fool to let you into his house. I don't know if he took my advice.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Al Jazeera, if they have a vote, I will not be allowed into the... White House reception tonight. So, now let me ask you. I was not able to make the briefing yesterday because we were out getting drunk at lunch. But
nice.
A couple of things happened. I want to ask you about. First of all, on the Sunday shows, Christina Romer says the recession is not over. Larry Summers said the recession was over. Did Robert Gibbs? Anybody ask him yesterday whether it is or it isn't over?
Well, now, full disclosure, I wasn't at the briefing either.
Oh, my God.
I had to conduct an interview. But along those lines, there clearly was a White House miscommunication problem there, which was shocking, right? I mean, they wake up, they distribute talking points. You would think the most basic question would be,
yeah,
what do we do? What do we do if we're asked if the recession is over? And I don't know who got what page, but clearly Larry Summers was working off of a different script.
And what is the? I know you, of course, you follow it, even if you're not there. What is the official word from the White House? Is it or isn't it over?
Okay, this is the word I got. Was that? And White House aides will push this too. If you ask them, it's that in a very technical sense of the term recession. Larry Summers is correct. You know, I think there's an economic definition that determines what kind of classification to give these things, and by those standards, he was being accurate. From the sense of empathy that this White House wants to show, they do not believe the recession is over, and they will go with Christina Romer's line any day of the week. So,
yeah.
You know, Summers is not the best political spokesperson there.
Right.
He's a great economist, but you know, maybe putting him out on those Sunday shows,
not such a good idea.
Think twice. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there are too many people hurting and too many people still don't have a job, right? To go around saying,
yeah.
"Hey, it's over. Let's celebrate. Bring out the bubble."
I mean, especially because after what they did with pinning unemployment to stop at around 8.5%, and you know, once you do that, you better be, you know, very sympathetic to the unemployed, because you know it's sort of rubbing it in their face at that point.
All right. Now, yesterday the president had the bankers down there, those who could make it, and the rest were on speakerphone because the fog kept them from flying in at the last minute on their corporate jet, I guess. But he was tough on the bankers on 60 Minutes, saying, you know, I didn't get elected to serve fat cats. He wasn't as tough on them yesterday. But do you think that they will? What's the sense that they will listen to him and actually start?
Why would they
lending some money out there, or just go
their own way? The question is, why would they? I mean,
yeah.
What exactly? I mean, beyond a good scolding and a public, admonishment, what if you were a banker and you had, on the one hand, chance to, pocket billions, tens of millions of dollars, and on the other hand, you could lend a little bit? I mean, What incentive do you have? I mean, the problem is that the cat's out of the bag at this point. You put out all this money to rescue the banks in the form of TARP money, and you literally had very little to no transparency over where it was going. Now, you
right.
could have added restrictions that said you could only pay back the money to the TARP if you meet certain prerequisites when it comes to lending,
right.
And certainly lending to small business,
which they did not.
They could have done the same with salaries, and you see now that they're paying catch up mm-hmm. with all these things. And part of it's the Bush administration's responsibility. I mean, they wrote the TARP, but you know, at some point in time, early in their tenure, I think the Obama administration really missed an opportunity to get this thing right, and you're seeing the consequences right now.
All right, so the big issue really of the day is, and I agree with you on the banks, I mean, they've given the TARP money back, and so they feel they're clear, they have no responsibility, and they're not going to...
None whatsoever.
No,
I'd be shocked if they increase lending, but go ahead, yeah.
All right, so what are we going to do about, what is the president going to do about Lieberman? I mean, we know he wants to sign a bill. Now, first of all, everybody's been playing this all morning, and I want to play it one more time for you to listen to, too. This is Joe Lieberman up in Connecticut giving an interview 3 months ago. All right, here he is.
Yeah, three months ago.
My proposals were to basically expand the existing successful public health insurance programs, Medicare and Medicaid.
All right. So that's what he wants. Harry Reid, they put it in the bill, and now he says, I can't possibly vote for it. So one man is going to derail this whole thing and get away with it?
Yeah, I mean, the mad scramble for journalists like myself yesterday was to answer the question, what the hell do you do with Joe Lieberman? And I want to read you a quote I got from Paul Begala, who longtime Democratic strategist.
Yes, sure.
He said, when carrots no longer work, when you put Senator Lieberman's most significant health care proposal at the heart of reform, and he still opposes not just the larger reform,
right.
but also his own provision, you start to wonder if this man is dealing in good faith. How do you deal with someone who is so committed to opposing health care reform that he will even oppose his own ideas? It's a tall order, and I haven't the slightest idea what the answer is.
Well, go ahead.
I think that's right. I mean,
you stop using carrots, for one, and you start using the stick. And you beat him over the head with it.
If you use the stick, the same result happens. You get no health care reform. What they should do, and I think what they're going to do, is they got to pass something. They're going to pass something. And then once it's passed, you strip Lieberman of his chairmanship. And you say, what you did is unacceptable, and you're not really negotiating good faith, and we don't qualify you as a Democrat or someone who should caucus with the Democrats anymore, and therefore you're no longer going to be chair. But at this juncture, I think the only play, and I think it's a miserable one, but it's the only play, is to get what you can passed and then try as best you can down the road to add to it by trying to go through reconciliation with a public option standing alone.
Could you throw Connecticut out of the union?
From Connecticut. I'm a native New Havener.
I know you are. That's why.
That's
why I ask you. All right.
Sam,
we got to run along. Thanks so much for this morning. I hope to see you a little bit later today at the White House.
Definitely. Right. Take care, Bill.
All right. See you, Sam. I'll be back with a parting shot.
This is the Bill Price Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Do you have dark circles and bags under your eyes but can't find a product that works? Then stay tuned, because the next 60 seconds will change everything. Hydralyze is a proven breakthrough that has shown amazing results in people with dark circles and under-eye puffiness due to aging, fatigue, even heredity. And for a limited time, we're looking for 100 women in this listening area to try it free. Just call 1-800-600-2125. The first 100 callers are guaranteed a risk-free trial, so call now. If lines are busy, try again. The proven ingredients in Hydralyze help erase the appearance of bags and dark circles. The results are so impressive, women who've tried it say it's life-changing. And now it's being offered free to this station's first 100 callers. Hydralyze is not available in stores, so call immediately to see if you're one of the first 100 callers and try it before you buy it. Phone lines are open now. Call 1-800-600-2125 for your free trial. 1-800-600-2125.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic U.S. silver coins. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Millions of classic U.S. silver coins were damaged in circulation, and millions more were melted down during World War I for their precious silver content, leaving relatively few in existence. But a hoard of shining, brilliant, uncirculated silver coins, saved from destruction, were amassed and stored away in vaults. Today, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of these shimmering U.S. silver coins with a historical legacy beyond their silver value. Available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-400-1841. To receive the free collector's DVD, call now. The number again is 1-800-400-1841. That's 1-800-400-1841.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
Well, you've heard on Tuesday, December 15, my parting shot for today. You've heard of being banned in Boston. Yeah, but did you ever hear of being banned from the U.S. Capitol by Al Jazeera? Well, that's what happened to me. As I told you at the top of the hour, I applied for a congressional pass. Yesterday, I got a letter saying I had been denied. That application had been denied because there was language on my website asking our listeners to call Senator Lieberman's office and tell him to vote for a public plan option. Expressing an opinion, in other words, disqualifies me from receiving a congressional press pass. The ultimate irony resides in the membership of the executive committee that voted against me. Among them were correspondents from Fox News, Bill O'Reilly, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Salem Radio Networks, syndicator Hugh Hewitt, Bill Bennett, Michael Medved, and Al Jazeera. Imagine that. Al Jazeera gets to vote on which American journalists are allowed to cover the United States Congress. I'm telling you, God bless America. We're done. And we'll be back with more tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Trying to lose weight? Well, if you say yes to the following, you will qualify for a free weight loss trial. Please listen carefully. Are you trying to lose more than 20 pounds? Are you 18 or over? Have you given up on dieting? If you said yes to all of the above, congratulations. You qualify for a free weight loss trial. To experience the 14-day slim down, call within the next 24 hours and claim your free two-week supply. The number is 1-800-600-0807. Please note that if you are currently dieting on your own, with a popular weight loss program, or with special prepared foods, you are not eligible for this free program. Again, if you are trying to lose over 20 pounds, are 18 or over, and are currently not using any other diet program, you are eligible to participate in the free weight loss trial. Results are guaranteed. If you don't see results, you don't pay for the trial. To experience the 14-day slim down for free, call 1-800-600-0807. You must call within the next 24 hours. 1-800-600-0807.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's the second biggest recall on record. The recall involves millions of Roman shades and roll-up blinds with cords that could strangle a small child. The government blames the blinds for five deaths and more than a dozen close calls. In Fort Worth, one scary case involves Susan Ersprung's 18-month-old son, Collier.
We feel very blessed that he's a happy, healthy boy and know how different things could have been.
CBS News Early Show correspondent Susan Copin.
8 million Roman shades and roll-up blinds are sold each year. This voluntary recall involves window coverings sold at some of the nation's biggest retailers, like JCPenney, Walmart, and Pottery Barn. Consumers are being offered free repair kits.
Health care reform is heading down the home stretch in the Senate. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. What's the latest, Peter?
First of all, Frank, President Obama's extraordinary White House invitation to the entire Senate Democratic caucus shows this debate is really at a crucial moment. Vice President Biden previewed the message this morning, saying if Congress fails to pass the issue now, health care reform will be lost for a generation. Key proposals for a public option in expanding Medicare are apparently off the table. Biden also told MSNBC he expects independent Joe Lieberman will vote in favor of the final bill. Democrats need that vote, but Lieberman has been a holdout. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The government has decided to send dozens of Guantanamo Bay terror suspects to an almost vacant state prison in Thompson, Illinois, 150 miles west of Chicago. Village President Jerry Hebler hopes the transfer will give his town an economic shot in the arm.
We want to get it open, so job situations and all that. It'll help all the communities around here.
A doctor with some well-known athletes for patients could be in big trouble. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. What kind of trouble, Vicki?
The kind of trouble no sports doctor wants to have. The FBI is investigating Anthony Galea, a Canadian who's treated Tiger Woods and dozens of other top professional and Olympic athletes. He's been called a miracle worker, but in a search at the U.S.-Canadian border, human growth hormone and a banned drug were found in his medical bag. Galea says he has never administered performance-enhancing drugs to any athletes and that the human growth hormone was for his own use. Frank?
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has arrived at the World Climate Conference in Copenhagen with a message for world leaders. He says they don't have to choose between the environment and economic growth. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had a message of his own.
This is a time to stop pointing finger. This is a time to start looking in the mirror.
Here at home, award season is officially underway. In Los Angeles a short time ago, the Foreign Press Association announced this year's Golden Globe nominees. Up in the Air leads the pack with six. On the Weather Watch, much of Middle America is in the deep freeze. It's minus 16 in Pembina, North Dakota, along the border with Canada, but the wind chill makes it feel like 37 below. S&P futures are down 5 points. This is CBS News.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's that time of year again, Rose.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment.
My son and I were talking about prescription drug plans. I compared my options, and I like what I have.
Now's the time to review your Medicare prescription drug and health plans. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
So how is little Billy?
Little Billy is 42.
Open enrollment ends December 31st, so visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The Chevy Malibu was designed to not only deliver world-class fit and finish, it was designed to look good doing it. It's no surprise, then, that it's capturing the hearts and minds of the pickiest consumers and critics alike. See for yourself. U.S. News & World Report says, the Chevrolet Malibu has been the surprise of the automotive world. The exquisite Malibu, just one of the critically acclaimed cars and crossovers from Chevy. Compare them to anyone, and may the best car win.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. One man is dead after a house fire in Aurora this morning. It started just after 3:30 at a home near Alameda and Chambers. Aurora Fire Captain Mark Turley says when they got there, the home was fully engulfed with one man inside.
He was trapped. Because of the extensive fire, they couldn't get it out enough to get into the building to get him out.
Another man who was inside the home was taken to the hospital with serious burns. Investigators hope to get inside later this morning to see what caused that fire. A Boulder man is accused of killing his four-month-old puppy by taping its mouth shut because the dog chewed up his cell phone charger. Boulder Police spokeswoman Sarah Huntley.
It's a very sad outcome. Clearly, puppies are a lot of work, and people do need to understand that they chew and they bark. That's what puppies do, and there are other, more constructive ways for dealing with frustration over those issues.
26-year-old Kenneth Gookin was booked in the Boulder County Jail on a $1,400 bond. In sports, the Nuggets beat Oklahoma City last night, 102-93. The Avs play the Washington Capitals tonight at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No real surprises as this morning's commute get up and running. We're going to see delays in those usual spots like I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland heading south, pretty much just after 120th towards 84th. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s through that stretch. Checking on the cameras, looks like 270 loading up I-25 towards Vasquez. We've got an auto versus pedestrian accident. This is Colfax and Osceola. That one's going to be out of your way shortly, but you could find some activity at that intersection near Federal. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, high of almost 50 degrees, breezy at times, getting cloudy in the overnight, low dropping down to 27, currently 28 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Last-minute gift shopping doesn't get any easier than picking up gift cards at Safeway. There are over 300 to choose from, all your favorite stores. There's one for everyone on your list. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, it's excited him.
706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota here on a day we're going to get up to the mid-40s today. Finally, the cold snap is over. Just a ton of news going on out there. And I have an assignment for everybody that I need your help with before we get to any of it. I've given you the assignment to hunt down Scott McGinnis on a radio show or on a television show or with your own camcorder and call him King or Captain Teabag, because he has declared himself the head of Colorado's Tea Party movement. But I have another request, and obviously with the McGinnis challenge, you would win a free signed copy of my book and a 4-pack of tickets to the Genghis Khan exhibit. But I have another request for folks who are out there. I'm going to be writing a column, my last column of the year, and really the last column of the decade. And I'm thinking I'm probably going to do a column of the best quotes of the decade. And by that I mean, what I'm looking for is the most outrageous quotes, and particularly the quotes that are outrageous for how honest they are, for how telling they are about something. And you know, I'm particularly interested in quotes in and around, obviously, the political process, but not limited to that. I'll give you some examples of the ones that I'm thinking about using. I am thinking about using, for instance, Bin Laden to Trump's strike in the U.S. Remember that one, the quote from the memo? Warning the Bush administration that 9/11 was about to happen. There's a quote from Dick Durbin saying banks frankly own the place. He's talking about Congress, so that's a lot of it's outrageous, but it's for its honesty. He's obviously absolutely right. There's a quote from a Wall Streeter who said $500,000 a year is not a lot of money. So if you have the most outrageous, and in particular the most outrageously honest or the most outrageously telling quotes.
How about Dana Perino saying there was no terrorist attack under George Bush?
Well, you know, the I'm not looking for, I mean, that is outrageous, but that's why I want to hone this. That is an outrageous quote, but that's not really telling, right? That's just a lie. What I want are outrageous, outrageous quotes that really tell us what really is going on inside the government. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like...
Yeah, but that's pretty telling about what we were under for 8 years in the last decade.
That is true. No, that's a good point. That's a good point. So any and all outrageous quotes of the decade, the most outrageous quotes that really tell us about how sick American politics and our society really is. I mean, George Bush's Bring It On, right? How sick is that, right? It tells us a lot about his attitude and the American government's
attitude. Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. There's another one. $500,000 is not a lot of money. It tells us about the attitude on Wall Street. And there's one, by the way, today that just blew me away. Although, again, for its honesty, you have in the Washington Post, the pharmaceutical industry's chief spokesman talking about how the pharmaceutical industry is lobbying the Obama administration to try to block that bill allowing prescription drugs to be imported from other industrialized countries at lower prices. And the story is about how the president, when he was a senator, when he was a state legislator, he supported this this bill and he campaigned on it. And now he's not supporting it. His administration's against it. And the chief spokesperson for the pharmaceutical industry says it's about being a candidate as opposed to being president. The idea being we should all just accept that what candidates say to us are lies. So that's a good one. So if you have good quotes, outrageous quotes, email them to us at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Send us an instant message. I could really use your help for my column. My last column of the year, and I will the 10 best I'm going to publish in that column. A lot of news to get to today. Just give you an update on what we're going to be doing today on the show. At 9, we're going to be joined by Media Matters to talk about exactly what the right wing is putting out there on healthcare and on climate change. And then at 9:45, we're going to be joined by renowned best-selling author and environmentalist Bill McKibben. From Copenhagen, he's going to give us an update. The news of the day is that the climate talks are now breaking down as developing nations have walked out of the meeting. And so Bill McKibben is there, and he is going to give us a live update from Copenhagen. And in this first hour, we are going to be talking about healthcare. Now, I don't like to talk about healthcare every single day. Until there is news, right? I mean, I'm not one of these people who there's been so much back and forth that it's, I think we got to reserve talking about healthcare right now and when there is real news. And there is real news out there today on healthcare. The big story in the New York Times today is that the Senate Democratic Caucus is going to remove the public option and remove this new proposal to allow people who are 55 as opposed to 65 to buy into Medicare. So again, the two big pieces of this that would drive down healthcare costs, the public option and the proposal to allow Medicare people 55 and up to buy into Medicare are now being ruled off the table by the Senate Democrats. The White House telling Senate Democrats to bow to the demands of Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you from Joe Lieberman, and I want you to listen to this because it's really, really fascinating just how craven this guy is. This is a clip from 3 months ago. Joe Lieberman, who had campaigned with Al Gore on a proposal to allow people who are 55 and up to buy into Medicare. Joe Lieberman, who is now against that. But it wasn't just in 2000 that he campaigned for this. This is a clip of Joe Lieberman from 3 months ago.
It came from somebody named Jeff Koulis in Avon. When you first ran for president in 2004 in Senate in 2006, you supported a public option choice for health care by expanding MediChoice. Why do you now, in 2009, oppose a public option after so long supporting it?
Yeah.
I didn't really support a public option in the way that it's being recommended now. In other words, what's being recommended now is a separate new government-run health insurance plan. What I supported then, thanks for mentioning this, because it points out that for some period of years I've been concerned about healthcare reform and devoted to doing something about healthcare reform and trying to figure out how to best cover with insurance people who are uncovered. So what I did, and here's the difference, my proposals were to basically expand the existing successful public health insurance programs, Medicare and Medicaid. In the case of Medicaid, to allow people who were above the eligibility level to buy into the Medicaid system on the theory that it would be up to a certain income limit, and the theory that they would be able to buy into it at less than the market rate of health insurance. When it came to Medicare, I was very focused on a group post 50, maybe post more like post 55, people who have retired early or unfortunately been laid off early, who lose their health insurance and they're too young to qualify for Medicare. And what I was proposing was that they have an option to buy into Medicare early, and again on the premise that that would be less expensive than the enormous cost. If you're 55 or 60 and you're without health insurance and you go in to try to buy it because you're older, although to me still young and vital, they are rated as being, thank you, I know you agree with me, you're rated as a risk, and so you pay a lot of money.
Okay, so we put that video on our website at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page, and you can see the video right there. And that is 3 months ago, and I'm sure you just heard it. Joe Lieberman 3 months ago said he is for allowing people 55 and up, as opposed to only 65 and up, to buy into Medicare. Now Joe Lieberman comes out yesterday and says that he will filibuster any health care bill that has that provision in it. And I know I say this all the time, but there were so many Democrats, including Barack Obama, who helped Joe Lieberman in his reelection race in 2006, I worked for Ned Lamont. There were so many Democrats who said, no, we gotta help Joe. Joe's a good Democrat. And here's what I have to say to those Democrats.
You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you f***? You see what happens, Larry?
So you see what happens. They have created a monster. Now, there's a new poll out saying 81% of Democrats in the nation want Joe Lieberman punished by the Democratic Party, stripped of his chairmanship, thrown out of the Democratic caucus if he filibusters health care. But the bigger question for all of us now is not really about Joe Lieberman, as much of a schmuck as he is. The big question now is whether we should support health care reform without a public option now and without even a Medicare buy-in plan. Do you support health care reform under those circumstances? We've got the head of the Progressive Caucus, the Congressional Progressive Caucus, on the blog that I blog on at openleft.com, saying that the health care reform being proposed in the Senate with the Democrats bowing to Joe Lieberman is not worth passing. You've got, on the other hand, Senator Tom Harkin, a good progressive in the Senate, saying this is worth passing. So where do you come down? Do you think it is worth passing health care reform without a public option and without even a Medicare buy-in provision? That is what is in front of the Senate. That is where the debate is going. You've got the White House weighing in, unfortunately, behind Joe Lieberman. Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel told Senate Democrats to drop the public option, to drop the Medicare buy-in proposal. Do you support this, or do you think they should scrap it and start over after the start of the new year? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Go to our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Send me your most outrageous quotes of the decade for my column. And check out that Joe Lieberman video over at our website. After the break, I'll fill you in on a couple of new stats out there about how many people will die if no health reform is passed by the end of the year. These are shocking and disgusting statistics, and they really bring into relief this debate about whether we should pass this bill, even if it's not a good bill. Looking forward to hearing your calls after a traffic update with Captain John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Good morning. We do have a couple problems out there. Stalled bus, right shoulder, westbound I-70 approaching Colorado. Backups there just around Monaco. Also a vehicle fire, southbound I-25. Just before you get to I-70, it is in the HOV lane, HOV lane, but things are slowing down for southbounders there on 25 as well. Northbound, going to be sluggish, Santa Fe to 6th Avenue. Southbounders stop and go, getting out of Northland, 120th down to 84th. Your forecast, mostly sunny skies, seasonal, a high of 48 degrees. Expect light winds as well. Our current downtown temperature is 27 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You know what I want for Christmas? I want more time to make the most of it.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. And if you find a lower advertised price, they'll match it. That means unbeatable prices for you and more holiday time with your family. Save money. Live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Why not give the gift of savings this holiday season? Give the e-book. For only $10, this gift gives $20 in grocery coupons from King Soopers, 2-for-1 Copper Mountain and Winter Park lift tickets, free on-demand movies from Comcast, plus coupons from Dairy Queen, Grease Monkey, and more. $6 from each book sold supports local schools and youth programs. Get your e-books from King Soopers, the Tattered Cover Bookstore, or online at eduproject.com. That's eduproject.com.
Money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, get a $50 gift certificate to Lime American Cantinas for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Smarter this holiday season at officedepot.com and get free next business day shipping in our local delivery area on qualifying orders of $50 or more. Office Depot is the top 30 smart gifts that were hand-selected as the smartest gift ideas at great holiday prices. So now you can get the smartest gifts at great prices and the smartest shipping at an even better price, free. Give more, spend less. Office Depot. For more smart deals, visit officedepot.com. Order by 5 p.m. local time and your qualifying order of $50 or more will be delivered free the next business day in our local delivery areas. Some furniture and technology and special order items are excluded. Restrictions apply. See officedepot.com for full
details. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance. And you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On our website, video from Joe Lieberman supporting allowing Americans to buy into Medicare at age 55 instead of 65 3 months ago. Now Joe Lieberman saying that he will filibuster any health care bill that includes that provision and that includes a public option. But if that's not amazing enough, what is really amazing is that the White House yesterday instructed Senate Democrats to bow down to Lieberman's demands. This is in the New York Times this morning. To strip out the public option and the Medicare buy-in proposal. And the question now is whether Democrats, whether progressives, Democratic voters, whether the country should support a health care bill without a public option, without a Medicare buy-in. You've got Senator Roland Burris, for instance, of Illinois, saying, quote, let's not pass something just to pass something. You've got the head of the Congressional Progressive Caucus saying that this would not be worth passing. And you've got Progressive Senator Tom Harkin saying, no, there's still some good stuff in here. We should pass it anyway. So where do you come down? 303-713-7600. And before we get to the phones, I just want to make sure that we have all the facts of the case here. You've got a new study out saying that according to the Institute of Medicine, about 20,000 Americans will die next year if we do not pass anything. And that is a lower estimate, of course, than 45,000 Americans, which was put out last year by, I think it was the Urban Institute. Nonetheless, 20,000 a year would die without any reform bill being passed. There's also a story out today, a study by the Association of Insurance Status, saying that that there is a lack of health insurance, that a lack of health insurance is now leading to a lack of timely cancer diagnoses. That's right. So that, you know, you can see the effects of what is going to happen if we make no change at all. But is there any reason to vote for something that seems like it's just massive subsidies to the insurance industry, no real regulation, and now no public component whatsoever? What do you think? 303-713-7600. We're going to go to the phones. Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM760.
Hey, I think that we need some progressives to stand up, like maybe Sherrod Brown, and say that, you know, we wanted to start with single payer, and compromise is halfway. So as soon as you cover everybody over 40 with Medicare, we'll stop filibustering. But they need to stand up and hit them hard. Yeah, I've been thinking while I'm on hold, and I know that nobody likes to make these over-the-top comparisons, but only 3,000 people died on September 11th. 10 times that many people died this year.
No, that's a good.
Congress,
I mean, that's a good comparison.
Wanted to, you know, Congress killed them. The Republicans said, we would rather you die so that a bunch of fat cats can get more money because we don't want to pass single payer.
That's an absolutely important comparison that isn't made enough. That if you really want to be honest about this, if you really want to kind of take the emotion out of it, if you want to make government decisions based on the most basic of facts, and by the way, I suggest that we do this on Afghanistan as well, right, is that you take how many people you know are going to die, or how many people, put it the other way, how many people you could save by doing different things, and then put it on a chart and decide. So here's a good example. We could pass a health care bill with a good public option for about $100 billion a year. We could also, and we are, escalating the war in Afghanistan for $100 billion a year. Now, it seems to me that nobody has made the case that we will save more than 20,000 American lives in 1 year in Afghanistan. In fact, it seems to me that we have a much better chance of losing American lives in the transaction in Afghanistan. And so you're absolutely right. To put it in terms of how many lives will be saved and lost, 20,000, you're right. That is, what is it, seven times the amount of deaths on 9/11. That's seven 9/11s. That's more than one 9/11 attack every 2 months. And that's every year. That's exactly right.
So it's like getting hit with 9/11 a couple times a month from, you know, from 2000 through now.
That's absolutely right. And that's exactly the way people need to be looking at this. And by the way, that's ultimately going to be the pitch that people are going to make to try to pass a bad bill. The Senate Democrats are going to come to us and say, hey, look, there's no public option. There's no Medicare buy-in here. But are you progressives really going to stand in the way of a bill that could still try to dent a death rate of 20,000 people a year?
That's what they're missing, though. This doesn't actually do that. All this does is makes it so that an insurance company can take your house after they kill you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go that far, but I do think it is, you know, the subsidies in this would subsidize some people's coverage. So that's ultimately where they're going to be, and it's a question of
they're taking people who are having to decide between food and heat and telling them they have to buy it.
Hey man, I agree, and you know, Lyndon Johnson's old adage is, if you're given half a loaf, take half a loaf rather than no loaf. Now the question is, are we being given half a loaf or are we being given no loaf? I kind of think we're being given no loaf.
I think we're getting a moldy loaf, and it's going to make us sicker.
Yeah, I think, I tend to come down right there. That's exactly right. Hey Josh, thanks for the call, man. Denny in Boulder County. Denny, you're on AM 760.
Josh hit it right on the head that only 3,000 people died at 9/11. Relative to, you know, what's happening on a daily basis.
So where do you come down knowing that? I mean, where do you draw the line in the sand? You say vote no or vote yes?
I'm a former Democrat. I'm now an independent. I choose, you know, the Democrats all need a stem cell implant in their spines. Start all over. Start all over. The legacy, whatever, Obama's legacy. I don't understand the White House. This is a Republican bill. This is a bill that allows the insurance companies to force people who don't want a bad product to buy their bad product.
Yeah, that's right. And that is really, when you get right down to it, the principle being put forward here is an insurance mandate. You got to buy it, but there is no option for you to buy into anything publicly owned, publicly sponsored. I mean, that is, you are being forced to buy something from a private corporation. I mean, I have less of a problem, much less. I'm not fully comfortable with the mandate in general, but I'm much more comfortable with it where there's at least an option, a public option, whether it's a Medicare buy-in or a public option. In principle, I'm okay. I'm more okay with being forced to buy something where at least I have an option to buy something that is publicly owned. Now, it's just there's going to be a mandate. You got to buy something from some of the richest, most rapacious corporations in the world. And that is really, to me, that is a frickin' problem.
Also, I think one of the top ten is Dick Cheney's comment to the senator, you know, on the floor of the Senate is, you know, shows how far down our, you know, our governmental institute. It shows that there's no respect for people anymore.
Yeah, I know. And at some point, people are going to have to take a stand, and everyone's got to start thinking about this, because when you start calling your members of Congress, asking them to vote yes or vote no, this is where it's going to come down to. Hey, Denny, thanks for the call. And I want to make the point, before we get to the next caller. You know, I keep calling him Senator Jellyfish, Mark Udall. Mark Udall was on the front page of the Denver Post a couple days ago, and he was being as jellyfish as a jellyfish could be. He was saying, well, I'm for the public option, but I don't need a public option in this bill to vote for it. It's like, yeah, I'm for it, but I could sell it out in a heartbeat. Please, Mark Udall. Get a vertebrae. Get a vertebrae. Get a backbone. Dario in Denver. You're on AM 760.
Hello, Dave. This is Dario from Denver. I just think that it's just a travesty. You know, Joe Lieberman, I mean, he needs to be stripped of his chairmanship. No question about that. He needs to be, I would propose, tar and feathering him and running him out of D.C. on a rail. Quite frankly, the White House needs to just scrap this whole thing. Start over again. We can call, the president can declare something called Medicare Part E for everyone. Just extend Medicare to everyone.
So you're for scrapping it?
Yes, absolutely.
Scrap it.
We have to scrap this whole thing because this, like I said, it is a moldy piece of bread that we're being sold. And you know, if they're going to try to make us put a mandate in where we have to buy insurance from these bloodsuckers, I propose that's basically a tax, and no taxation without representation. There needs to be a tax revolt against this. I propose that everyone refuse to pay it. We should not be mandated to buy this whole load of.
All right, so we got our first on the record. I first full on scrap. Actually, second
sure.
Scrap it. So we got a second scrap it, and you know, I think that's basically where I am. I am basically at, if it is really going to be no public option, no Medicare buy-in, I am at the scrap it level, even knowing that 20,000 Americans are going to die next year if there is no health reform. I'm just not convinced that doing what they're going to do without any kind of public option is really going to save those 20,000 lives. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Dario, thanks so much for the call. After the break, we'll fill you in on a couple of other stories off the national wire. Conservatives moving to grab Tea Party cash. PACs being set up to try to raise money from the Tea Partiers. Also, the Bush White House emails dug up. 22 million emails found from the Bush White House, recovered now. However, can't say I'm shocked about this. The administration that promised to be the most transparent in history, right, that's the Obama administration, not only did they not put the health care deliberations on C-SPAN, as the president promised, but the headline about the Bush emails, Bush White House emails will not be public for years. Many of the roughly 22 million emails secured through the deal likely won't be made public until 2022. That's the most transparent administration in American history. If you buy it, I'll fill you in on that story and more, then we'll get back to your calls about health care after a traffic update with John Turk.
New accident, Dave. Eastbound C-470 at University. Small delays back around Broadway, but pretty heavy through there. Stop and go. Normal spot, southbound I-25. 120th to 84th. Same deal eastbound 6th Avenue from Wadsworth all the way to 25. Things moving really slow there. Speeds in the teens. Northbound 25 struggling in a couple different areas. Lincoln to County Line Road down on the south end. Again from Santa Fe up past 6th Avenue. Still working this car fire southbound I-25. Just before I-70, it is in the HOV lane. Forecast much like yesterday. Mostly sunny, breezy, mild, highs in the upper 40s. Right now it's 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your neighborhood Toyota dealer service centers have factory-trained technicians that know your vehicle inside and out. Get the right service at the right price. Toyota.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Hi, this is Dave Logan speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
Hey, when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic U.S. silver coins. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Millions of classic U.S. silver coins were damaged in circulation, and millions more were melted down during World War I for their precious silver content, leaving relatively few in existence. But a hoard of shining, brilliant, uncirculated silver coins, saved from destruction, were amassed and stored away in vaults. Today, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of these shimmering U.S. silver coins with a historical legacy beyond their silver value, available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-400-1841. To receive the free collector's DVD, call now. The number again is 1-800-400-1841. That's 1-800-400-1841.
Interstate Batteries. Cold winter weather can really strain a car battery. Be safe. Have yours tested at one of the Interstate Batteries' 200,000 dealers nationwide. There's one in every county in the U.S. Find your closest dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Announcing the Ally Bank Online Savings Account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Conservatives grab for Tea Party cash. That's the headline on the Politico today. Conservative leaders are eager to turn Tea Party anger into election year cash. And to do that, they're launching a flurry of new political action committees aimed at collecting small dollar donations from newly engaged anti-tax, anti-spending activists. Sorry, my only problem with that story, well, beyond the lunatic Tea Party fringe, is calling the Tea Party people anti-tax or really anti-spending activists. Last I checked, I didn't hear the Tea Party's railing on the bloated defense spending bill, $700 billion a year. I didn't hear them railing on the $100 billion Afghanistan escalation. I don't hear them really railing in any serious way on corporate welfare. I think I remember Glenn Beck. In fact, I know I remember Glenn Beck because we played it on this station. Glenn Beck, the supposed head of the Tea Parties, saying that the bank bailout should have been bigger. So calling them anti-tax and anti-spending activists, I think the Politico's got it wrong. Bush White House emails won't be public for years. The Obama administration and two good government groups yesterday announced with some fanfare that the new agreement those missing emails from the Bush White House, 20 million of them were recovered. But if you think the news means we're finally about to get the full story on the Valerie Plame leak or the deliberation that took us to war in Iraq, think again. Many of the roughly 22 million emails won't be made public until 2022, and even the ones that can be released sooner won't see the light of day for around 3 years. The emails will be turned over to the National Archives, where they'll be treated as presidential records. That means under the Presidential Records Act, they won't be made public for 5 years. This is, of course, the most transparent administration, quote-unquote, in history. What a disappointment. We're talking about health care here, 303-713-7600. We're talking about whether you support the Senate and the Congress passing a final health care bill without Medicare, a Medicare buy-in plan, a plan to allow people 55 and older instead of 65 and older to buy into Medicare, and without a public option. That is what's on the table now. Senator Joe Lieberman, who 3 months ago, as recently as 3 months ago, said that he supports the Medicare buy-in idea, now says he'll filibuster any bill that has the Medicare buy-in in it and any bill that has a public option in it. You can see the video of Lieberman talking about this just 3 months ago at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Also, I've asked for your help. Would love your help. I'm writing a column about the most outrageous or most honest or outrageously honest quotes of the last decade. I'm writing a column about that. I need your help. So instant message me any of the most ridiculous quotes, most outrageous quotes you've heard of the last decade. One reader suggests the quote, and I don't have it in front of me, but Barbara Bush, she made some comment about Hurricane Katrina and her views, and really the ruling class's views of poor people. That's a very, very good nomination. So give me a little bit of help. Go over to am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page, send us an instant message. Also, check that Lieberman video. Also up at our website is the must-read of the day. We do a must-read of the day every day. Today's must-read is from sports writer Dave Zirin, who we've had on AM760, about the Tiger Woods scandal and controversy. And Zirin makes a great point. Woods only is resigning from professional golf after his sponsors backed off of him, right? That's an interesting timing. It's a very, very good piece. It's up at our website and also up at our website, and we'll talk about this in the next hour.
a new ad from the military. That's all I'm going to say right now. A new ad, a new recruitment ad from the military. Check it out over on our website at am760.net. We're going to go back to the phones now on healthcare. Would you vote for, do you want the Senate to vote for or reject a bill that has no public option and no Medicare buy-in? This is where it's coming down to, folks. 20,000 Americans will die next year, according to the Institute of Medicine, if we do nothing on healthcare. So factor that into your thinking when you decide where you think the Senate should come down. Scrap it or move forward with a bad bill. Or maybe you don't even think it's a bad bill. 303-713-7600. Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hi. Two things. Well, actually, three things need to happen. Obama needs to veto the bill to show he is for health care reform. And then we all, as progressives and the rest of the United States, needs to get together and form a new party called the Body Baggers and send some big Ziploc baggies with a list of 20,000 people in to Joe Lieberman's office. And we can deem them all the Body Baggers.
Well, so you're in the scrap it category.
Obama needs to veto it, scrap it, start over, and form a new party called the Body Baggers.
All right, well, I just want to let me play devil's advocate here. What do you say to the people who say, look, it's not a great bill? You know, we had Senator Bernie Sanders on here a couple days ago. He said it is a very, very weak bill. But it is still something of a step forward. You're going to hear that a lot. Oh, you know, it bans discrimination on the basis of pre-existing condition. I mean, what do you say to people who say that?
I'm a cancer survivor. I've had to negotiate my treatment of cancer with Cigna, okay? So having something, yeah, I got something. I can appeal the ruling. Throw the bill out and start over. And Obama needs to veto it, and we need to start a party called the Body Baggers. And the Body Baggers need to take a Ziploc baggie and mail it to Joe Lieberman's office in the U.S. Senate and flood his office with Ziploc baggies with a list of people in it and start all over, kick him out of the party, and use him as an example as to why we need health care reform and sacrifice him and make it 20,001, and then he can go out in the street and find a job.
Well, there you heard it, a proposal from Mike. Mike, I like it. Take care, man.
Bye.
Joe in Fort Collins. Joe, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David. It's
morning.
A pleasure to talk to you. I used to listen to you when you were on the old Al Franken show.
My good friend Al. Love that guy.
Absolutely. David, I think this guy, Lieberman, should be totally emasculated. I mean, take everything away from him, call his bluff, set him adrift into the sea of non-political affiliation. Just have nothing else to do with him. And as far as the bill is concerned, scrap this mess and start over next year. Because if things gets passed, I don't think anything will ever happen again.
So we're getting a lot of folks saying scrap it, and let me follow up with this question, Joe.
Yes.
How do you feel about the Obama administration right now, looking at the healthcare situation? When you hear that Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, obviously at the direction of the president, telling the Senate Democrats to bow down to Joe Lieberman's demands, strip out the public option, strip out the Medicare buy-in vote. How do you feel about President Obama when you know that? Do you think it reflects poorly on him, and why do you think he's doing that?
I really don't know, David. I voted for the man, and I totally support him. I honestly do. But I think he's wimping out on this. I honestly do. I think, you know, he's trying to make his administration different from the previous one where he's, you know, he wants to give more of a say to Congress and have them work this out. But I think he really needs to be in the forefront of this thing in order to get something through.
And I think he hasn't been.
No, he has not.
I just think he has fallen down on the job on this one, and I don't know what, whether it's the health care money, I don't know whether it's, I don't know what it is, but it's like, where are you? And are you really telling Senate Democrats to bow down to Joe Lieberman? I mean, I wish I could say I didn't believe that, but I remember I was there in Connecticut when Barack Obama refused to campaign for Ned Lamont. I was there, so I can't say that I'm surprised. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, David.
All right. Richie in Denver. Richie, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you, Dave?
All right, man.
Hey, listen, this is Richie, the Denver Cali.
Yes, sir.
I'll try to do it as fast as I can, a quick story. About 4 years ago, I'm living in L.A., making really good money, had a great health care plan for my family. Had a series of TIAs, which are mini-strokes. Now, that's a precursor to having a major stroke. Well, I lost my work, lost my health care, and the doctor said, you got to go in for scans, you got to keep up on this. who could afford scans? Anyhow, about a month ago here in Denver, I had a major stroke. And, you know, they, after 7 hours on the angio, and they put a stent in my head, and they did everything. Everything's okay. But here's the thing. I almost died, and it was only because I couldn't afford the scans. A guy who had paid for health care through the nose, all the years he was making good money, you know, and here I am, and it's not... This whole idea of that public health care for people, it's, you know, they can't afford health care or they're making bad choices, that's why they don't health care. That's bull. I work 80 hours a week, and I can't afford health care for my kids and myself. And I almost died as a direct result of it. Barack Obama was the first mainstream candidate I have voted for. And let me tell you, I will never vote mainstream again if they don't do what they said they were going to do.
You know, man, and your story is heart-wrenching, and it's, and I read this study out today about how the lack of insurance and the current insurance system is yesterday I mentioned that free cancer screenings for the indigent are now being eliminated here in this state and other states. Today, the new study, lack of health insurance leads to a lack of timely cancer diagnoses. Your story is the same like this, and you know, you've echoed a sentiment that a friend of mine, a very good friend in politics, had said, which is this: Barack Obama campaigned so hard on the idea of hope and change as being an outsider, as being outside the system, as somebody who was going to do something different. And if he now is cutting big deals with the pharmaceutical industry to oppose allowing Americans to buy prescription drugs from Canada, to oppose a public option, to strip out the Medicare buy-in thing, if he is doing that, then it has the potential not just to end health care, but to really demoralize a public because he raised expectations much higher than most other politicians.
He sucked me in. I voted for him.
I know, and that's what I'm saying, and I think a lot of people are feeling that right now, and this is going to ultimately be the question. Richie, thanks for the call.
All right, man. Take care.
This is ultimately going to be the question, folks. Should they vote for it? Is a bad bill better than no health care bill? Illinois Senator Roland Burris, who took Barack Obama's place in the Senate, says, quote, "Let's not pass something just to pass something. Is a health care bill without a public option or Medicare buy-in worth passing?" A lot of you saying no. A lot of you looking at the stats and saying it's not worth it. 303-713-7600. Also, instant message us at am760.net. You can see that Joe Lieberman video there. It'll blow your mind. 3 months ago, the guy saying he was for it. Now, all of a sudden, he's against it. If you really want your blood to boil, go check out our website, am760.net. We also have our must-read of the day up there as well. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Got a crash eastbound C-470 University. The delays now extending back past Lucent Boulevard. Also hearing of jams from our buddy Jeff out there on C-470 westbounders. Also struggling from about Hamden all the way up past Vandermeer. Looks like don't see a crash, but really slow speeds there. Stop and go, leaving North Glen, southbound 25, 120th down to 84th. Again, heavy from 70 past Spear. Northbounders busy in a couple different spots. Entering the Tech Center from Lincoln to County Line Road. Again, from Emerson Street Bridge up to 6th Avenue. Forecast, mostly sunny skies. Seasonal with a high of 48. Expect some light winds, too. Our current downtown temperature, 28 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Colorado taxpayers, get your 50% tax credit. Donate at ColoradoTaxCreditNow.com. Helps Colorado's kids with Catholic Charities Foster and Child Care. Claim your 50% tax credit beyond the standard deduction at ColoradoTaxCreditNow.com. That's ColoradoTaxCreditNow.com.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned. The Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer a vegetarian menu. Plus, enjoy a weekend breakfast buffet from 7 to 10 at the Arvada location on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth. Visit their second location on 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
This is Tom Hartman. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
At Presidential Brokerage.
303-694-1600. 303-694-1600 is the number. You need a strategy right now, and it is getting to the end of the year. So call Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage for a strategy. 303-694-1600. Mike, talk to you tomorrow. We'll check in on those healthcare stocks then.
You can count on it, David. Thank you.
All right.
The holiday season brings lots of parties, family gatherings, and plenty of pictures. Look your best for the holidays. Restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance, guaranteed, with Ovation Cell Therapy.
This holiday, do something special for your hair. Repair the damage from harsh chemicals and heat styling. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast with Ovation Cell Therapy.
Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage naturally. No transplants, no prescription meds. No side effects. And Ovation is completely safe, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you.
And give a set to a special friend on your holiday list.
And save on both. Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Give the gift you love to get. Give the Ovation Holiday Gift Set, a special holiday package at a special holiday price. Visit OvationHair.com and enter AM760 to receive a special 10% introductory savings. OvationHair.com.
Announcing the Ally Bank Online Savings Account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Interstate Batteries. Cold winter weather can really strain a car battery. Be safe. Have yours tested at one of the Interstate Batteries' 200,000 dealers nationwide. There's one in every county in the U.S. Find your closest dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
77 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. TJ in Sloan's Lake. TJ, you're on AM 760.
David, good morning.
Hey there.
Scrap it.
You say scrap the health care bill if it has no public option of Medicare buy-in.
Absolutely. Just go to universal single payer for everybody, just like Medicare or VA. These public servants of mine tell me they're the best and the brightest. They could do it all in about 2 weeks.
Hey, man, I've been a single-payer guy, but the question now is going to be, you're going to hear a huge wave of propaganda from Democrats, from the president, saying, hey, this is our last chance. In fact, the president's out there right now saying this is our last chance to pass health care. And you're going to hear a huge wave of propaganda saying, if we don't pass it now, we'll never pass anything. But, man, I'm with you. I say scrap it. Pass something crappy, subsidies to the insurance company with no regulation. Screw that. All right, thanks, TJ, for the call. We'll get to more of your calls, and I'll fill you in on a new military marketing campaign. Crazy, crazy stuff after the national news. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Trying to lose weight? Well, if you say yes to the following, you will qualify for a free weight loss trial. Please listen carefully. Are you trying to lose more than 20 pounds? Are you 18 or over? Have you given up on dieting? If you said yes to all of the above, congratulations. You qualify for a free weight loss trial. To experience the 14-day slim down, call within the next 24 hours and claim your free two-week supply. The number is 1-800-600-0807. Please note that if you are currently dieting on your own, with a popular weight loss program, or with special prepared foods, you are not eligible for this free program. Again, if you are trying to lose over 20 pounds, are 18 or over, and are currently not using any other diet program, you are eligible to participate in the free weight loss trial. Results are guaranteed. If you don't see results, you don't pay for the trial. To experience the 14-day slim down for free, call 1-800-600-0807. You must call within the next 24 hours. 1-800-600-0807.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The final version of the Senate's health care reform bill is beginning to take shape. CBS News chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer tells us why most moderate Democrats should like it, while liberals may not.
It is not going to have the so-called public option, and it is not going to include the so-called buy-in to Medicare.
Politico's Mike Allen says the president is launching an all-out big push to pass health care reform this year.
President Obama is going to tell Senate Democrats today, when he's got him in the White House, this is the last chance to pass health care reform, that if you can't do it now, with Democrats controlling both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, no president will even try it again.
Breaking news from Washington, FBI agents in Miami, Detroit, and Brooklyn, New York are rounding up 30 or so suspects in a series of schemes to cheat Medicare. CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis has that from the Justice Department.
Federal agents are rounding up several dozen suspects in Miami, Brooklyn, and Detroit as part of the administration's expanding crackdown on Medicare fraud. This alleged fraud, totaling more than $60 million, involves a wide range of scams. In Florida, the hotbed of fraud activity, Medicare was billed for fake patients, including homeless people and fictitious blind diabetics who needed insulin shots twice a day, which meant double false billing.
More than 50 million Roman shades and roll-up blinds are being recalled because they have cords that could strangle a small child. The government blames 8 deaths on the shades. Susan Ersprung nearly lost her 18-month-old son Collier when his head got caught in a dangling cord.
We placed those shades there next to his crib with no idea that they were potentially so dangerous.
Windowcoverings.org is offering free kits parents can use to fix the problem. The buildup begins. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us the first wave of reinforcements has left for Afghanistan.
It was an early morning send-off for 200 Marines at Camp Lejeune here in North Carolina. They are the first to head to Afghanistan as part of a 30,000-troop buildup ordered by President Obama. 1,500 more Marines will deploy from Camp Lejeune later this week.
The official announcement is expected in a few hours. The largely vacant state prison in Thompson, Illinois, will be the new home for dozens of Guantanamo Bay terror suspects. Village President Jerry Hebler doesn't see a problem.
Meetings that I had for security and had with military and had, it made me feel a little better.
In the kickoff to Hollywood's seemingly endless award season, the Foreign Press Association has released its list of Golden Globe nominees. Up in the Air leads with nominations in half a dozen categories, including Best Film and Best Actor for George Clooney.
We are not swans. We're sharks.
The Federal Reserve says November industrial production posted a solid gain. The economy is showing signs of coming to life, but Fed policymakers who began a two-day meeting this morning are expected to keep interest rates at an all-time low. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 37 points. This is CBS News.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's that time of year again, Rose.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment.
My son and I were talking about prescription drug plans. I compared my options, and I like what I have.
Now's the time to review your Medicare prescription drug and health plans. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
So how is little Billy?
Little Billy is 42.
Open enrollment ends December 31st, so visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Joining me today is Carl. Carl loves his new camper, and he also loves finding ways to save money, like cutting his own hair.
Cereal bowl and scissors, all you need.
Or doing his own dental work.
It only hurts when you're chewing.
He uses tin cans and string instead of a cell phone.
No roaming charges.
But you don't have to be like Carl, because GEICO makes it easy to save on insurance for your RV, camper, or trailer. To see how much you can save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Fire investigators in Aurora are still at the scene of a house fire that killed a man early this morning near Chambers and Alameda.
Two-story house. We did have one party trapped inside. We had another party that was able to get out. The house was fully involved. Crews at that time could not get in.
Aurora Fire Captain Mark Curley says it took his men more than 2 hours to put that fire out. A new poll on next year's race for governor doesn't have much good news for the current governor, Bill Ritter.
First of all, the governor's approval ratings are below 50%. Secondly, it's the second poll that I've seen that he is losing to Scott McGinnis.
Political analyst Floyd Cerulli comments on a Rasmussen report that shows McGinnis beating Ritter by 8 points. There's a big gender gap in that poll. McGinnis holds a 24-point lead among male voters. Governor Ritter leads among women by 8 points. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche play the Washington Capitals tonight at Pepsi Center. Last night, the Nuggets beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 102-93. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where speeds are really starting to dip for southbounders on I-25 on that approach to this Invesco Stadium curve, and then coming up on 6th Avenue, where we're also seeing delays as you're traveling eastbound Wadsworth towards I-25. Speeds there are going to be running in the teens and 20s. Westbound 36 loading up Sheridan towards Wadsworth. In the high country, slick spots along I-70 at those higher elevations. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, high of almost 49, maybe even 50 degrees. We'll get breezy at times. Currently, it's 28. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. That means more holiday time with your family. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
806 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Got a lot to talk about today. We've been talking about health care. Stick around 9 a.m. We're going to be joined by Media Matters to discuss the right-wing spin around healthcare and around climate change. Then at 9:45, we're going to be getting a live call from Copenhagen from Bill McKibben, the best-selling author and environmental activist, about what's going on out there. The news out there says that the climate talks are breaking down. And we're going to get back to the phones about healthcare in a few moments here, but I just wanted to fill you in on a couple other things going on here. You heard about that poll in the news update. Bill Ritter down 8 points to Scott McGinnis. Those are nightmarish numbers. Really, really terrible, terrible numbers. What do you think's going on there? Feel free to weigh in on that. Be curious what you think is going on, whether you think Ritter can pull it back out. On our website, as promised, we have posted a new commercial from the military. And I want to play you, if we can. Turk is going to get pissed at me because now I'm putting him on the spot. And we're going to play you the audio from this new commercial. It's a recruitment commercial from the Air Force that I want you to check out at am760.net. And I've written a column about this, and we discussed it a couple months ago, about the military's really subversive kind of recruitment campaigns that portray combat as not violent and as really like a video game. And this is a brand new one out there. I had no idea it was going to be a complete campaign. I had cited two of them, but now we've got another one. And I'll play you the audio. Let's see, Turk, you got it ready? He's giving me the look here.
No, I'm not giving you a look. I'm just pulling it up, Dave. Hold on 1 second.
See, I put him on the spot here. So it's over at am760.net.
Got five computers in one hand.
I know, and all the computers are in Atari.
I don't know if this one's really radio friendly.
Yeah, it'll give people a sense.
All right, I got it ready.
All right, fire it up.
Sir, debris heading towards our comm satellite. Impact may cut off communications with ground forces.
Launch avoidance maneuver. Joint kilometers in closing.
Collision averted, sir. All objects are accounted for.
So it's basically showing...
AirForce.com.
Yeah, it's basically showing satellites moving around the Earth. And these people almost look, I mean, they look like Star Trekkies, don't they, Turk?
It looks like Space Wars.
It looks like, yeah, but I'm saying the people, they're wearing these like almost Star Trek uniforms.
Yeah. Yes.
So I want people to go check out this this new ad and let us know what you think about it. I think it's outrageous. I think this whole ad campaign designed to video gamify war is really, really sick. You got to see it on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We're going to get back to the phones about healthcare. And also on our website, of course, is this video of Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman, the A1 headline this morning is that Senate Democrats are going to capitulate to Joe Lieberman, strip out the Medicare buy-in proposal, a proposal to allow people who are 55 and older as opposed to 65 and older to buy into Medicare, and stripping out the public option at the behest of Joe Lieberman. The White House telling Senate Democrats to drop those two big provisions and pass health care without them. You can see the video of Joe Lieberman 3 months ago endorsing the Medicare buy-in idea and now saying he will filibuster the bill if it includes that. So the question is this, and I'm sure everybody who's listening, or not everybody, but most people who are listening, would agree that the Senate Democrats, the Democratic Party, the White House, all of these people are pathetic for not passing a strong health care bill through what's known as the reconciliation process. You keep hearing about, oh, they need 60 votes. Well, actually, they don't need 60 votes. They only need 51 votes. That's absolutely true. But they're not even talking about that. So I think that's an initial sign of how corrupt this debate is. But the ultimate question is going to be, should they pass a bill with no public option and with no Medicare buy-in? President Obama is saying this is a historic moment. They have to pass it, even if it doesn't have those things. You've got some senators saying we should not just pass anything. You've got some legislators in Congress saying we should scrap the whole process and start over. Where do you come down? 20,000 Americans will die next year if there's no health care reform passed. Should the Senate scrap the bill now that it has been so completely gutted, or do they have to put something forward that's, even if it's a tiny step forward, they have to take? Or do you think this is not a tiny step forward? I basically think that subsidies to the insurance industry with no cost controls, no price controls, forcing Americans to buy insurance without any kind of public option, I think it's robbery. I think it's unacceptable. I think they need to start over if this is what the bill is going to be. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Cameron in Loveland. Cameron, you're on AM760.
Yeah, hello.
Hello there.
Hey, how you doing? So I heard you say earlier on my drive into work here that, and some callers as well, that this is a conservative plan, basically, that this is just a conservative agenda Wasn't sure if you were actually saying that it was being driven by conservatives or not.
Oh, no, no. I mean, the word conservative, and I'm glad you bring this up, this is a word that is used in two different ways. There's conservative, what it really means to be conservative. Uh-huh. And there's, like, what we use the term to mean in politics. I mean, conservative Democrats, for instance, who say that they are "quote unquote" conservative, that they're budget hawks, they're deficit hawks, they're spending, they're fiscal conservatives.
Right, right.
You are not a fiscal conservative if you oppose the provisions in a bill that would bring down the bill's cost. That is not being a conservative.
Okay.
But in the parlance of politics, what you're getting at here is that conservative has become synonymous with corporate. That's what it's become synonymous with.
Why
in politics.
Why has it become synonymous? I don't agree with that at all. But
well, it's in the political
what makes you say that, being that many liberals or progressives are big and deep into the corporate pockets, just as many conservatives are?
Well, because I'm not saying I agree with the lexicon. What I'm saying is, when you hear people refer to conservative Democrats, you could replace the term conservative with corporate. Right? Because the Democrats who were billed as conservative are the ones who are always voting with big money. As I said, there's nothing conservative about opposing specifically the proposals in the health care bill that would bring down the overall cost of the bill. That is not conservative. What it is, though, is corporate. It is helping big money interests who don't want a public option. When you oppose a public option. Do you get what I'm saying?
Sure, I understand what you're saying, but there's also the other side, which is those who want the public option, those who want big health care issued by the government, also are supporting corporations in a different aspect within the health care system and without. And
how?
And the government
how?
Itself.
How?
Which is a giant corporation in and of itself.
Well, no, See, that's where you and I differ. The government has a lot of problems. I'm not gonna deny that. But the government, in my estimation, especially in the healthcare world, the government has far less problems than the private corporations in healthcare. That's undeniable. I mean, you can try to deny it, but I can give you all sorts of statistics about Medicare spends 3 cents on the dollar on paperwork. The private insurance companies spend 19 cents on the dollar on paperwork and administrative costs. And we can go through how much more efficient Medicare is than the private sector. So if you're one of these people who thinks only the government does bad things and the government is automatically worse than the private sector, you know, I would respectfully suggest you do a little research about what actually goes on in the healthcare world. Most Americans who have Medicare are far more happy with their healthcare services than Americans who have private insurance. A verifiable fact over many years.
I have family who's using Medicare, and I can assure you that there's no happiness there.
I can assure you that most Americans, this has been researched thoroughly. Survey data says Americans, when you ask them, are you happy with your health insurance? Much more Americans, many more Americans who get their health care through Medicare are more happy than those who get their health care through private insurance. You may not like Medicare. It may not be perfect. But according to the data, not to your one little anecdote from a friend of yours, according to the data across the country, people who are in Medicare are far more happy with their health care than people who get their health care through private insurance.
Okay. Is Medicare within a deficit? In other words, does Medicare have enough funding to cover itself? Right now, as we speak,
Medicare, the cost curve is bending upwards. That's absolutely true. And here's the problem. Part of the reason the cost curve is bending up is because you got the Bush White House and you got the Obama White House cutting deals with the pharmaceutical industry. This is just one example, saying that Medicare will not negotiate lower priced prescription drugs. Medicare cannot use its market share to negotiate lower prices for prescription drugs, and so Medicare pays a higher than market rate for prescription drugs than it could negotiate if it was allowed to negotiate. That's part of this corrupt pharmaceutical deal between the Obama administration and the pharmaceutical industry right now. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And is that going to be rectified within this 2,000-page health care plan?
That's the discussion. And look, man, I you know me. I mean, if you listen to me, you know that I'm not going to go easy on the Obama administration here. The most amazing and disgusting part of this whole health care debate, even more disgusting than Joe Lieberman, has been this secret pharma deal that has been cut between the White House and the pharmaceutical industry. Here's what the deal said. It said, the Obama administration said to the pharmaceutical industry, we will not allow Medicare to negotiate lower-priced prescription drugs with you. And the pharmaceutical industry said, thank you. We really appreciate it. And we, the pharmaceutical industry, will agree if you can make sure the final bill does not allow the government, Medicare, to negotiate lower-priced prescription drugs, we will not air $150 million worth of ads against you, Barack Obama, against you, the Democrats. It is so absolutely corrupt. And now you see the corruption, right? You see President Obama, who campaigned on promising to allow Americans to buy prescription drugs and wholesalers and pharmacists from other industrialized nations at a cost savings of $20 billion. You see Obama, who campaigned on that, now saying, no, we can't allow that to be part of the final health care bill. Why? Because it would bust up that corrupt deal that he's already made with the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, I'm glad you just said that.
I'm right here on AM 760, and I know it's, you don't get this a lot in other parts of the media. You don't get it on Fox. You don't get it in a lot of the progressive media. We tell the truth here. I will not BS you.
What you also do, I mean, typically, David, what you do is you spend a lot of time, which is beyond me, and I cannot stand the Bush and company as well, but you spend a lot of time still bashing them when you could spend that time getting into the facts of the Obama administration.
I spend too much time bashing the conservatives, huh? Bashing the Republicans.
I really think that you spend too much time bashing the party that's already gone. Bush and those, man, they're gone.
You know, man, I got to tell you something, Cameron. I got to tell you, you are the first person in many, many weeks, if not the first person in the last 6 months, to say I spend too much time bashing George Bush and the Republicans. But we get a lot of conservative callers, man. I've been taking so much hell from people for going after the Obama administration for the last many weeks and months, man. I guess I'm doing something right. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
All right. 819 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go back to the phones. We'll go to Muhammad. Muhammad Littleton. Muhammad, you're on AM 760. Hello, Muhammad.
How's it going?
All right, man.
Actually, I think we also should scrap it, and this may sound a little bit idealistic, but I think we should scrap it until we have an actual serious campaign finance reform so that these lobbyists don't have the ability to bribe our government as they have been, and as we can see in the healthcare debate so far.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the problem with that, man, I've wrote up my first book. My first book was about campaign finance reform and how corrupt the government was and is. If we wait for that, we'll be waiting forever. And you know, I am a huge supporter of public financing of elections. I am a huge supporter of campaign finance reform. But man, I gotta tell you, campaign finance reform will be the single hardest thing to pass in congressional history. You mark my words. And I say that. Here's why I say that. Because every single member of Congress that you see is the master of the current system, right? Every single member of Congress has been elected in the current corrupt system, which means every single member of Congress, Republican and Democrat, at some level, is vested in the current system. I'm not saying we can't get campaign finance reform, but what I am saying is that is the most epic of epic fights. If we can't get the Employee Free Choice Act passed, if we can't get even the weakest health care bill passed with a weak public option, I'm sorry, I just can't believe there's any chance, at least right now, of passing campaign finance reform. I hate to say that. I don't enjoy saying that. But you follow what I'm saying?
No, I follow. And you know what's funny is I'm looking on the Merriam-Webster website right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And under the definition of the word bribe, it says money or favor given to a promise, or given or promised in order to influence the judgment or conduct of a person in a position of trust. So basically, these people are allowed to.
Yeah, you know what?
Illegal.
When I write about this in my columns, people say, "Well, you know, it's not corruption, because corruption or bribery means it's illegal." No, that's not true. There's legalized bribery in this country. There is legalized corruption in this country. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's not corruption or bribery. In fact, what often happens is the criminals and the government will make what they're doing legal so that it's not called a crime. And that's exactly what this is. Hey, Muhammad, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
822 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll fill you in on a couple of local news stories, including again, we'll go into some of the details of this new poll showing Bill Ritter down by 8 points. And Stephanie Villafuerte withdrawing her nomination as U.S. attorney. We'll go into a little bit of the details of that. Get back to your calls about health care. Again, check our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We've got a bunch of things up there. We've got our must-read of the day, which is from sports writer Dave Zirin about the Tiger Woods scandal and a really interesting take on that, a new take. We also have a video up of Joe Lieberman, who has now blown up the health care negotiations, saying that he's actually for the provisions he now says he will filibuster, and he said that 3 months ago. Check that video. And also this new military ad campaign. It's crazy. The video gameization of military recruitment, a new ad. We discussed this a couple months ago. You've got to see it. It's on our website at am760.net. And send us an instant message. As I said, I'm looking for the 10 most outrageous quotes of the last decade. Outrageous political quotes. George Bush, bring it on. That kind of thing. Send us an instant message. I'm going to write it into a column. Any of the most outrageous quotes you have, send us an instant message at am760.net. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, we have some accidents out there, Dave. A big one eastbound C-470 University. Delays back past Lucent, approaching Santa Fe. Also, traffic really sluggish westbound C-470 from about Bowles all the way past Hamden. Stop and go there. Same deal on the turnpike westbound Sheridan to McCaslin. Also going to be slow going for you folks trying to get out of Lakewood and into Denver on 6th Avenue eastbounders. Stop and go from Wadsworth to I-25. Also got a new accident westbound I-70 at Havana and one at 69th and Tower. The forecast, much like yesterday, mostly sunny, breezy, mild, high of 48. Right now, 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember, if you like listening to music on your computer, listen to this. Now you can hear all your iTunes playlists, internet radio stations, sports, and more in a different room with the new Bose Wave Music System SoundLink. No need to run wires. A small USB plug-in sends audio wirelessly from your computer to the system. This compact system plays CDs and AM/FM radio, too, and it sounds much bigger than its size. The Wave Music System now plays music from your computer wirelessly. Check it out. It's only from Bose.
Honey, have you been up all night?
There's so much to watch with our new Comcast Digital TV and HBO. I don't want to miss a minute. HBO has movies like Taken and Slumdog Millionaire. I can't help myself.
Sweetie, you do know digital TV comes with on demand. So you can watch your shows whenever you want and maybe get some sleep.
Oh, yeah, HBO on demand. Next, I can watch back-to-back episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Big Love, and Entourage. This is awesome.
Comcast Digital TV with hundreds of on-demand choices, plus HBO and HBO On Demand included. Get it all for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. But hurry, this great offer ends Tuesday, December 15th. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 12/15/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After 6 month promo period, regular charge supply. Equipment installation taxes and franchise fees extra. Other restrictions apply. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST.
You're paying in rent now. Find your dream home for what you're paying in rent now. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400. That's Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM 827 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. Check our website, as I said, am760.net. We got a bunch of stuff up there. Our must-read of the day, new military ad that'll blow your mind. Joe Lieberman contradicting himself, a video of that. A lot of stuff up there. I want to fill you in on some local stories here. As I said, Rasmussen Reports released its latest poll this week. The poll is the first by Rasmussen since Republican Colorado House Minority Leader Josh Penry dropped out of the gubernatorial race. The poll shows Scott McGinnis beating incumbent Democrat Bill Ritter 48-40. Brutal, brutal numbers for Bill Ritter. Brutal numbers for Bill Ritter. Down 8 points. What a mess. Stephanie Villafuerte has withdrawn her name from consideration to become Colorado's next U.S. attorney. In a letter to President Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder, Villafuerte said she was confident she would have served well in the important position, but was withdrawing because of political attacks surrounding her role in the 2006 gubernatorial campaign. Strange story of intrigue there that some other radio hosts have been way down in the weeds on. Frankly, I haven't found it all that interesting. This is good news for Democrats. Colorado Democrats finally out-registered the Republican Party, despite their president's many problems, despite the angry town hall meetings, the poisonous partisanship in Congress, the Tea Party movement, and the birther billboards. Democrats continue to gain numbers in Colorado, writes the Denver Post. So that's good news, but I'm not sure it's going to be good enough news in the upcoming election here. We'll get back to the phones, our discussion about whether you think we should pass health care without a public option and without this Medicare buy-in proposal. There was a proposal recently floated as a substitute to the public option to allow people 55 and older instead of 65 and older to buy into Medicare as part of health care reform. According to the New York Times and the Washington Post, that has been scrapped at the behest of the White House telling Senate Democrats to scrap those plans because Joe Lieberman has demanded it. Joe Lieberman threatening to filibuster a bill if it includes those provisions. Somehow nobody's talking about the reconciliation process where they would only need 51 votes, not 60 votes. Apparently we're all so stupid, we should just forget about that. Although, interestingly, my old boss, John Podesta, who's a top aide to President Obama, I worked for John well before he worked for Obama. I worked for him at the Center for American Progress. He's in the news saying that maybe Senate Democrats are already going to be dusting off reconciliation. So there's a lot of intrigue about this, but it's coming down now to the wire. A lot of people saying we've got to pass something. President Obama saying even if it's not a good bill, not a great bill, we have to pass something. What do you think? Scrap it or pass it? 303-713-7600. Jeff on the highway. Jeff, you're on AM 760.
Well, I want to make my comment about health care, but first I've got to say about that ad. You know, that movie G.I. Joe was the same damn thing. It's just big recruiting about things that aren't for real to make people completely forget about that war is about killing and dying.
And that is what these ads are, and it's really sick. And I'm going to post in the next break, I'll post my column where I went over that. I'll post a link to my old column. And we discussed this on this show. And this is a series of ads that the military puts out there to make war look like a video game. And this one's actually, I got to tell you something, man. When you get off the highway, and everybody's got to go check it out, am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page. This ad is actually even more over the top because I'm telling you, the people who are supposed to be the members of the Air Force, they look like they're Star Trek characters. They're literally wearing those body suits. It's insane. It is absolutely crazy.
I've seen that on the television.
It's like, you're like, wait a minute, are you advertising for Starfleet or are you advertising for the Air Force?
That's exactly what I felt. And my wife and I looked at each other after we saw that and said, oh, my God, this is deplorable.
It's awful. And look, I'm not saying, look, let's be clear. I'm not saying that the military needs to go out and brag that war is hell, if you will. But to go the absolute opposite way, right, and to pretend that war is like, you know, a fun science fiction adventure movie, that, I mean, that's over the top too.
It is. Now, as far as the healthcare, I say scrap it. You know, it's kind of interesting when I've been listening to this argument more and more, and you know, I'm a person who believes in the economy of things, and yeah, 20 million people are at risk, and they're going to die. We know that. That fact is undeniable. However, no one's saying how many people are not going to die if we do virtually nothing, but we do know that we're going to greatly enrich the wealthiest and, to be quite honest, in my opinion, some of the scummiest people around. And, you know, it's that your nemesis, Rosen, loves to say that thing about, if it saves only one person in highly sarcastic
tone.
Well, I hate to say this is one time when that's what rung in my ears. It's like, no, you know, this is not one of those cases where if it saves only one person to begin with, we don't know if it's going to save one or 10 or 20. But what we do know is that the cost of that to give to people so they can have a fourth yacht and a 17th home and a second jet, and that is insane. There's no question in my mind about how bad that is. We need to scrap it and have real, and Joe Lieberman, actually, the truth is he's given us the prime thing. Don't take out the public option. Let him filibuster.
Well, and by the way, that's the case that's not even being made. Is like, all right, you know what? If Joe Lieberman wants to filibuster, make him filibuster. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, what's amazing to me is how much of this stuff we just don't talk about. I am always fascinated with what the media and what the politicians and what we as a society assume to be the parameters of discussion. You'll notice we assume to be the parameters of discussion that you need 60 votes to pass it. That's factually not true. Factually, verifiably not true. You can pass this with 51 votes through reconciliation. The Bush tax cuts were passed by it. Many Bush initiatives were passed by it. Many of the senators in the Democratic Party who are claiming that they're against the idea of reconciliation have voted to pass bills through reconciliation. So that's something we're supposed to assume. And then the other thing that we're supposed to assume, which you allude to, is the fact that, oh, Harry Reid can do nothing. That's not true. Harry Reid can force Joe Lieberman to filibuster. I'd like to see Joe Lieberman and the Republicans actually stand in the way of a public option and of a Medicare buy-in plan. You know what? Maybe they would. But my guess is they would turn up the heat, and there's a chance that some of them would back down. Maybe I'm crazy, but we're all supposed to assume that Harry Reid and the Democrats can't force them to really execute a real filibuster. In fact, the way I read it, Harry Reid could not only force them to filibuster, he could force them to old school filibuster. He could force them to actually stand on the floor of the Senate for days and days and days reading a telephone book, but they are choosing not to. That's how you know there is some corruption going on here. That's how you know there is something underneath this. When the White House says we're not going to do reconciliation, when the Senate says we're not going to force them to really filibuster, that is the signal that something else is going on here. Jeff, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for bringing it up, man.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. 8:35 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls, and I will fill you in on a new poll about the ballot initiatives coming here in Colorado, these ballot initiatives, right-wing ballot initiatives to cut spending, a new Tabor probably going to be on the ballot, new poll out about whether it's going to pass or not. We'll fill you in on that. Take more of your health care calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is pretty brutal out there for us this morning. A lot of stop and go. Going to see it on westbound C-470 between Bowles past Hamden up towards the raceway up there. Also got a crash on the eastbound side up at University. Delays back around Santa Fe. New crash on the ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to northbound I-25. Delays back past Wadsworth on that one. Approaching Lakewood. Crash westbound I-70 near Havana. Also one at 69th and Tower. Forecast today, mostly sunny skies and seasonal. High of 48 degrees. Expect some light winds as well. Our current downtown temperature, 27 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. That means more holiday time with your family. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. and a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? And XL Energy has recently reduced the Solar Rewards rebate again? Act now before the opportunity to take advantage of the best solar rebate in the country passes you by. Call Independent Power Systems today to learn how incentives pay for up to 50% of the cost of a solar electric system. That's up to $30,000 off the regular cost. Let Independent Power Systems show you how the 30% federal tax credit and the XL rebate make now the best time ever to buy a solar system. Call Independent Power Systems today at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit solaris.com to learn more. That's solaris.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Tonight on A&E.
Oh, what the f*** is that?
That just happened?
Then you got his attention.
Wherever you're hiding, we will find you. We will come again and again and again.
The new season of Paranormal State premieres tonight at 10 p.m. 9 Central on A&E.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit check, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Need a risk-free trial? So call now. If lines are busy, try again. The proven ingredients in Hydralyze help erase the appearance of bags and dark circles. The results are so impressive, women who've tried it say it's life-changing. And now it's being offered free to this station's first 100 callers. Hydralyze is not available in stores, so call immediately to see if you're one of the first 100 callers and try it before you buy it. Phone lines are open now. Call 1-800-600-2125 for your free trial. 1-800-600-2125.
In the market for a new home? Need advice on buying, selling, or financing? The Open House Show with hosts Brad Wilson and Lou Tornambi answers all your real estate questions. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 12:30 right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-300-4662. 1-800-300-4662. 1-800-300-4662.
840 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Getting a lot of instant messages right now. Remember, I read every single one of them. I promise you, I do. And I read them during the show. And we're getting a lot of instant messages about health care. I've asked you for your most outrageous quotes of the decade. I'm writing a column about that out at the beginning of next year, right after New Year's. So I'm asking for your ideas for the most outrageous quotes. Some of you have sent me some really, really great ones. Somebody obviously mentioned Bring It On. That's a great one. Someone mentioned You're With Us or You're Against Us. That's a really great one. Other people weighing in on healthcare. I want to read you a couple of these. This just came in. Hey, David, I wanted to congratulate you on your full-time position at AM 760. I try to see the world as a realist, not through liberal or conservative colored glasses. I don't think President Obama has been perfect, but I try to understand what he's doing and what he is and why he's doing it. It sucks he made the deal with the pharmaceutical companies, but you can imagine how much harder it would have been to pass health care if the money and power behind the pharmaceutical industry would have come out against Obama. That seems to me to be that's kind of tautological. By that, I mean, I hope I'm using that word right. But by that I mean it seems to be a self-fulfilling rationale. Well, we couldn't pass it without the pharmaceutical industry with us, so we can't try to take on the pharmaceutical industry. Well, I don't accept the premise of that. Sorry. The pharmaceutical industry is not a well-liked industry in this country. I could make the alternate case for you that if the president was willing to really take on the pharmaceutical industry, he would have a lot more popular support for what he's trying to do. Here's another one. I've been an ardent supporter of health care reform for years, but I'm done with this bill. Let it die. Here's another one. I agree. Force the filibuster so that they have to publicly oppose health care for millions of Americans. Let them put their crazy beliefs on the record. That's where I am. David, now the question is, will true liberal progressive Democrats vote for a gutted health care bill? I'm hoping the answer is no. I think scrapping the bill now is better than passing a seriously flawed one just to say they've done something. The threat that it is now or never again is complete BS. I think that's right, too. What in the hell is everybody talking about that it's now or never? The Democrats have 60 votes. Last I checked, they're going to have 60 votes. And by the way, last I checked, they're definitely going to have 51 votes for reconciliation between now and the next election. Barack Obama will be president until 2012. The Democrats will control the House until at least 2010. What is anybody talking about that it's now or never? What I'm hearing with now or never is that it's now or never to pass a bill that gives away billions and billions of dollars to the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry without any real significant regulation or competition. That is what a bill without a public option and without a Medicare buy-in would do. The health insurance lobbyists are quoted. This is a direct quote. Somebody sent this over as a suggestion for my column. They are quoted, when this gutting was announced, a health insurance lobbyist was quoted as saying, quote unquote, "We win. We win. Administered by private insurance companies, no government funding, no government insurance competitor." That is a direct quote from a health insurance lobbyist. We win. So it seems to me it's now or never. That really means now or never to pass something that rips off the American people. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. We'll go to Robert in Englewood. Robert, you're on AM 760.
Hey, enjoy the debate, David. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man.
I'm on Medicare right now. And before I was on Medicare, I paid $600 a month for my private insurance. I paid $148 for my diabetes prescription. Right now, my total insurance bill is $130 a month under Medicare. My $148 prescription went down to $7. And so all you 55-year-olds out there, you know, I just got back from 3 weeks in Spain with the money I saved by not having my old insurance company. Here's what things really got me frustrated. Is this assumption? You mentioned assumptions a minute ago. The assumption that Medicare is going broke, therefore we can't let more people in it. Well, the people they're talking about getting in it will be paying Medicare premiums. That puts more money into the system. Plus, they're 55 years old. As a group, they're healthier than us 72 years old. So it's a net win. And I'm sorry, but CNN is among the most outrageous spreaders of these lies. And this bill is put together by more liars than just Joe Lieberman. Because when you think the bank stole a lot of money with the buyout, with the bailout, you see nothing yet. You don't have to put your money in a bank. You can put it under your mattress. But you will be forced to buy private insurance. You will be forced to. Now, Howard Dean, who I greatly respect, a couple nights ago said Aetna, for example, is dropping 600,000 subscribers next year. Well, who in the Senate has the courage to stand up against Aetna? It's not going to be Lieberman. I don't think it's going to be anybody. So you're going to be buying into something, and when you're sick, they will drop you. And I don't care how big this bill is and all this BS going on about cost containment. That's all lies. This bill has been put together by liars.
I
really appreciate you, you know, listening to me vent about this.
Well, I mean,
I would like to see 55-year-olds, you know, and I have a lot of relatives that age, get the same benefits I have. I mean, I'm going to be okay because I already have Medicare. But all the rest of you people, if you had Medicare, you'd really like it. There are no death panels in Medicare. That's a lie spread by the media.
Well, and here's the thing that's amazing to me.
Anyway, David, thank you.
Here's the thing that's amazing to me, Robert, which is this, is that the same people who were saying, and there were a lot of them, The same Democrats who were saying we got to expand Medicare to allow people 55 and older instead of only 65 and older to be involved are the same people who opposed, in many cases, who oppose single payer. That doesn't make any sense. And nobody's actually reported that basic hypocrisy. How can you be against single payer but for allowing more Americans to buy into Medicare? Either you think single payer is a great idea, which I do, and more Americans should be able to buy into Medicare, or you think single payer is a bad idea. How can you be for it and against it at the same time? And that's an open question for people like Senator Jellyfish. Senator Jellyfish, our Senator Mark Udall, was on the front page of the Denver Post saying he's for a public option, but he doesn't need a public option to be in there to vote for this bill. Classic Jellyfishism. And the assumption that you talk about assumptions, and I think we got to look at the assumptions here. The assumption that it's somehow consistent to say we should let people who are under 50, or excuse me, 55 and older buy into Medicare, but we should be against single payer, it doesn't make any sense. It makes no logical sense. Unfortunately, of course, this Medicare buy-in proposal, now that's out. And now the question is, again, scrap it or pass this bill that's just now subsidies and an insurance mandate? Is this progress? That's going to be the ultimate question, folks. I'm telling you, that is going to be the question. A big push is going to be on by the White House to sell us this and saying this is the only thing we can do. So where do you come down? Scrap it or pass it? 303-713-7600. Robert, thanks for the call. We'll go to Justin in Boulder. Justin, you're on AM760.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
All right.
Hey, you were just basically talking about what I think is ultimately the solution to this entire thing. And that's last night on Rachel Maddow or Keith, I can't remember which one, they were talking to the senator from Oregon, and he was saying that you can't do some of the provisions of this bill in reconciliation. Reconciliation is a budgetary.
That's absolutely true. But you can do the most contentious parts of this bill through reconciliation.
Well, exactly. And so I don't see why they don't just I almost want them to do like a screenplay. Almost like collapse and go, okay, here's these regulations over here on the one hand, right? And we're going to pass that legislation.
Yeah, well, you know what the problem with this is? I know where you're going. I mean, well, here's what the problem with that is, Justin. There's one problem with that, which is this. There is a fear, and I think it's legitimate. There is a fear that if you take the things that Congress really agrees on, the things that would probably get 60, 70, 80 votes, against insurance, you know, against discriminating against people on the basis of pre-existing conditions. That's an example of one, right?
Right.
If you take that and you separate it from the public option, that there will be less of an incentive to pass a public option. But by that, I mean, this is when I used to work in Congress, this is what would happen. The Republicans, by the way, were the masters of this. They would attach something horrendous to something absolutely universally supported. They'd say, you know, we're going to have a resolution that says the United States is a good country, and then we're going to attach something horrendously awful to it,
like,
right?
The Patriot Act.
Like the Patriot Act to it, right? And then if you vote against it on the ground, the basis of the Patriot Act, they say, oh, you're saying you hate America. You know, I mean, you get my point. Now, I'm not endorsing that process, but what I am saying is that I think there has been a fear that if you strip out the things that the Congress really agrees on, and you allow the contentious stuff, the stuff that's the, and by the way, most of the really real stuff that really takes on the insurance industry, that you will lose some of those Democratic votes. I don't necessarily buy it, but that's been the calculation.
Well, because I was going to say that the other piece, the financial piece and the simplest piece, we really kind of come full circle on this whole thing and going back to Medicare for all. That's ultimately really what we're after with single payer.
Absolutely.
What if the other piece of legislation that's going through simultaneously that can go through reconciliation by itself is simply a provision that says Americans can buy into Medicare?
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad idea. You're right. It could be as simple as that.
And it's got to be, but they've got to go through together because you've got to have. The one provision is a vicious stick. It's like
But here's the thing, man.
Operation. You've got this full frontal attack, and you've got this other thing coming around the side.
But,
I mean, it's like these guys know nothing about strategy.
It's not, but here's the thing, man. That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to get through, and I'm not saying you don't get this, but everybody, we have to not have cognitive dissonance. These people know exactly what you're saying. They are not bad strategists. I encourage everybody to think, hey, wait a minute. The reason they're not doing what they could do or what they should do in a smarter way, it's not because they're stupid. It's because they don't want to. They don't want to. Harry Reid, I've worked around the guy. He's not a stupid strategist. He knows what he can do and cannot do. It's what he's choosing to do and not do. It is a deliberate, calculated decision because they have been bought. And that is that's my opinion. You may disagree with me, but that's my opinion. Justin, thanks for the call. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Starting to see it loosen up in a few different spots around town, but I'll let you know about the stop and go. U.S. 36 westbounders between Sheridan and McCaslin. That's a tough spot there in Westminster. Also got a crash on the ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to northbound I-25. Delays back past Federal. Also still working this crash, 69th and Tower. That's been there for quite some time. Other small jams, northbound I-25, Emerson Street to 6th Avenue, also in the opposing lanes, going to be a little busy there from about Broadway up to Colorado. Forecast today, much like yesterday, sunny, breezy, mild, high of 48, right now 28 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let K&H Home Solutions show you how to stay warm and comfy this winter with special holiday pricing on their full line of quality windows and qualify for up to $1,500 in energy tax credits. It's easy. Just visit K&H at letstalkwindows.com. That's letstalkwindows.com.
If you like listening to music on your computer, listen to this. Now you can hear all your iTunes playlists, internet radio stations, sports, and more in a different room with the new Bose Wave music system, SoundLink. No need to run wires. A small USB plug-in sends audio wirelessly from your computer to the system. This compact system plays CDs and AM/FM radio too, and it sounds much bigger than its size. The Wave music system now plays music from your computer wirelessly. Check it out. It's only from Bose.
Holiday season brings lots of parties, family gatherings, and plenty of pictures. Look your best for the holidays. Restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance, guaranteed, with Ovation Cell Therapy.
This holiday, do something special for your hair. Repair the damage from harsh chemicals and heat styling. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast with Ovation Cell Therapy.
Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage. Naturally. No transplants, no prescription meds, no side effects. And Ovation is completely safe, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you.
And give a set to a special friend on your holiday list.
And save on both. Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Give the gift you love to get. Give the Ovation Holiday Gift Set. A special holiday package at a special holiday price. Visit OvationHair.com and enter AM760 to receive a special 10% introductory savings. OvationHair.com.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Trying to lose weight? Well, if you say yes to the following, you will qualify for a free weight loss trial. Please listen carefully. Are you trying to lose more than 20 pounds? Are you 18 or over? Have you given up on dieting? If you said yes to all of the above, congratulations. You qualify for a free weight loss trial. To experience the 14-day slim down, call within the next 24 hours and claim your free two-week supply. The number is 1-800-600-0807. Please note that if you are currently dieting on your own, with a popular weight loss program, or with special prepared foods, you are not eligible for this free program. Again, if you are trying to lose over 20 pounds, are 18 or over, and are currently not using any other diet program, you are eligible to participate in the free weight loss trial. Results are guaranteed. If you don't see results, you don't pay for the trial. To experience the 14-day slim down for free, call 1-800-600-0807. You must call within the next 24 hours. 1-800-600-0807.
857 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Scrap it or pass it. The Senate has gutted the health care bill of its public option and Medicare buy-in proposal. Now the question is it good enough to pass, or should they start over? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dwayne in Denver. Dwayne, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hey there.
I got a solution for a way to marginalize Lieberman. He needs attention. He's a self-aggrandized and so and so. And he gets rewarded for it by getting all kind of FaceTime on radio and TV.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to pledge that any station that puts him on, we boycott him for a month. I think that'll dry up his venue.
You know, there's something to the idea that Lieberman is in this only for the attention. I absolutely believe that. The guy is the biggest narcissist ever. He supported the Medicare buy-in proposal that he now says he'll filibuster the bill over only 3 months ago. It is all about attention for him. And we should think about that when we try to pressure him. You're absolutely right. All right, stick around. Media Matters. And then Bill McKibben after the national news.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS evening news.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Obama rallies his health care reform forces later today as the debate moves into a critical stage in the Senate. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss with more from Capitol Hill.
As it often does in the Senate, it's come down to a handful of moderate fence sitters with outsized power who'll determine what will be in this health reform bill. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has forced Democrats to drop a public insurance option and an expansion of Medicare. Intense negotiations continue, much to the chagrin of Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Ignoring the wishes of the American people, off in a room somewhere, cutting plans and making deals.
All Democratic senators meet with President Obama this afternoon, who'll tell them to stick together and finish this. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Another alleged Medicare fraud operation's been busted by the Justice Department. CBS's Stephanie Labadakis with the story.
After only a few months, the Medicare fraud strike forces have uncovered so much fraud and brought so many cases that the Justice Department is expanding its investigative teams to three new cities, including Brooklyn, New York, where indictments are being announced today. This latest case involves the arrests of dozens of people and more than $60 million and fraudulent billing.
The Justice Department's also announced that a federal grand jury has indicted two Pennsylvania teens and four members of the Shenandoah Police Department in the fatal beating of an Hispanic man after the victim was taunted by racial epithets. Destination Afghanistan, here's CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula.
They are the first wave of Marines sent to Afghanistan by President Obama. As part of the 30,000-troop increase, 200 Marines have headed off from Camp Lejeune. 1,500 Marines are scheduled to depart from the North Carolina base before Christmas.
The elements have thrown another roadblock at rescuers trying to find a pair of climbers stranded on Oregon's Mount Hood since last Friday. Heavy snow is falling, and authorities say whiteout conditions have stopped searchers in their tracks. Still missing Anthony Vietti and Katie Nolan. Terry Price, Yeti's aunt, says the family's been whipsawed emotionally.
We go back and forth between devastation and longing to be out there ourselves and knowing you can't, and yet totally trusting that we have absolutely the best crew here making the best decisions possible.
Well, it's Golden Globes nomination time with a recession-era movie starring George Clooney up in the air, leading the field with six nods.
Last year, I spent 322 days on the road.
I flew 350,000 miles.
Also vying for Best Picture in the drama category, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Avatar, and Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. The contenders in the musical or comedy category are The Hangover, It's Complicated, Julie and Julia, 9, and 500 Days of Summer. And the awards will be handed out January the 17th. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is off 11 points. The NASDAQ is up 4. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds sent to their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamonds. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
Geico brings you inspirational moments. Saving money requires endurance. Got a motorcycle and needed insurance. Then a Geico commercial that I thought was funny told me to call and start saving money. Geico covered my camper and trailer with ease, also my boat and PWCs. So fellow friends and power sports owners no longer feel like uninsured loners. Give Geico a call. It truly behooves you. Insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you. Serious passion. Serious savings. Geico Power Sports.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It could take investigators several days to figure out what caused this morning's deadly house fire in Aurora. It started just after 3:30 near Chambers and Alameda.
Two-story house. We did have one party trapped inside. We had another party that was able to get out. The house was fully involved. Crews at that time could not get in.
Fire Captain Mark Curley says it took more than 2 hours to put out the fire. Firefighters did manage to keep it from spreading to nearby homes. A Broncos impersonator could spend the rest of his life drawing up X's and O's on the walls of a prison. Amadeus John Harlan is 40 years old and holds 11 felony convictions dating back to a second-degree murder charge in the mid-1980s. The latest had Harlan using a girlfriend's private info to score two new vehicles from local dealerships. Jefferson County DA Scott Story had Harlan declared a habitual offender.
Obviously, he has not learned from prior experiences and incarcerations, so we need to keep him out of the community as long as we can.
Harlan will be sentenced in February. In sports, the Nuggets beat the Oklahoma City Thunder last night, 102-93. The Avs play the Capitals tonight at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where speeds are getting back to normal for eastbounders on 6th Avenue between Federal and I-25. We'd had an earlier accident there. Still a little bit sluggish, though, for westbound drivers on 36. This is after Sheridan towards McCaslin. You're going to find speeds dip down into the 20-mile-an-hour range in spots through that stretch. In the high country, still slick along I-70 at those higher elevations. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of almost 50 degrees and sunny skies today. Cloudy in the overnight, dropping the low down to 27. Currently, it's 29. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Choke on my bagel, as I've told listeners here. When we go to the break at the top of the hour, I'm usually trying to ramrod down food and my breakfast. Imagine it like one of those old musket rifles. You know, they had the ramrod. They actually, you have to jam it down your throat. That's what I'm always doing at the top of the hour, finishing up my bagel here. On the line with us now, as always at this time of the week, Eric Bollert of Media Matters for America. You can find his work at MediaMatters.org. He's the author of Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. He's also the author of Bloggers on the Bus, How the Internet Changed Politics. Let's listen in to this week's Media Matters Minute.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Brandon Hirsch. Our top item today, the conservative witch hunt for safe schools czar Kevin Jennings continues. Believe it or not, conservative leader Rush Limbaugh found a way to squeeze homophobia in with false claims about the health care bill.
The funding is part of a $375 million program aimed at promoting responsible lifestyles. A five-year plan to fund state efforts to educate adolescents on abstinence, contraception, and other adult preparation subjects, such as healthy relationships. And if you look at Obama's safe schools czar, who believes in teaching homosexuality techniques, you can see what they have on the agenda here.
And today's most ridiculous Limbaugh comment appears to be an insult to both Obama and Native Americans.
If he really believes it, I don't know if he really believes it, but if he does, we in heap big doo-doo, little Indian lingo there.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
All right, Eric Bollert, I don't usually ask this question like this, but I'm just going to ask it. What in the hell is Rush Limbaugh talking about? I mean, like, what is he, the homosexual agenda of the safe school, what is he even talking about?
Oh, you mean the whole Kevin Jennings charade?
I mean, what is this based on? I mean, maybe I missed the story or something. This is insane.
Well, it's part of a larger, it's sort of this octopus approach where, the right wing sort of focuses on, you know, a mini scandal or whatever, and then, you know, particularly Glenn Beck and Limbaugh and others, they, over a couple of days, they realize there are dots that they didn't even know were connected. So suddenly it's not just sort of this small story. Suddenly it sort of morphs into something larger, and suddenly you take a step back, and my gosh, the entire government is run by this little scandal that they've created. In this case, it's, this is now a 2 or 3 month, smear campaign at the right has been waging against Kevin Jennings, the openly gay member of the Obama administration who serves as the safety school czar. And over the summer, they claimed he had somehow hid this illicit sexual relationship between a student of his and another man, and he covered up statutory rape and, you know, all this stuff Media Matters completely debunked. The latest is that he, 9 or 10 years ago, he was running this this group that held a conference for gay students, and there was workshops, and there was some explicit language that was used that shouldn't have been used, and Jennings later apologized for it. So the whole thing is now he's part of the sort of this radical gay agenda that the Obama White House has embraced to basically, you know, turn lots of school kids gay. And I guess Limbaugh sees even a larger ominous threat, where the health care reform is also tied into this radical gay agenda. So it just sort of snowballs and snowballs, and they just sort of keep adding more and more attacks into the mix.
And there's no evidence that any of it is really sticking, is there?
Well, there's no evidence that any of it's true, and there was no evidence.
Well, of course not. I mean, that's to be assumed.
And there's no evidence of any of it sticking, as I pointed out on our blog on Friday. You know, this Kevin Jennings thing, Andrew Breitbart and Gateway Pundit, these real fringe guys on the right who sort of see themselves as the new era of muckrakers. They've been doing this Jennings thing nonstop for 8 or 9 days. I checked Nexus, not one traditional news organization has touched the stories, and that's all they've been talking about for 10 days. So, yeah, it's been completely ineffective. I think people, any journalist who sort of looked at, quote, the proof, realize it's just a lot of hate-mongering, and nobody's going to ever touch it, I don't think.
Again, on the line with us, Eric Bollard of Media Matters. You can find all the stuff he's talking about at MediaMatters.org. Let's turn now to the healthcare discussion.
Yeah.
It's not so much my issue with the media right now is not, and not really even the right wing media. I mean, look, they're tired old canards or tired old and canards that we know what they are. It's actually kind of boring. Oh, big government, it's government takeover, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
What I'm concerned with, what I don't understand, is the reporting on this. I read a story this morning, as an example. I read a story about Joe Lieberman. I think it was in the New York Times, where they buried the whole thing about how he has now endorsed the very Medicare provisions.
That's right.
This Medicare buy-in provision 3 months ago. They buried it like 19 paragraphs in or something like that.
Right.
They just said, you know, Senate is going to bow down to Lieberman. Oh, by the way, Lieberman endorsed the very proposal he's threatening to filibuster. P.S. And it just sort of highlighted to me that the reporting around healthcare has just been so unbelievably negligent. Even the political reporting.
Even the process stuff.
Right, that you can pass it with 51 votes or at least a big part of it. Why is that? Is it laziness? Is it there's just not a, because I don't know if it's ideology here or if it's, you know, maybe it has something to do with the fact that there's less news resources, so there are less knowledgeable reporters who know how to report on this. What do you think it is?
Well, I think you're right. Even the process stuff, which let's face it, it's probably 70% of the healthcare, you know, quote unquote coverage has been about process, headcounts, who's got the votes, it's, you know, what the critics say about, you know, what Republicans don't like about the bill. That's essentially been the healthcare coverage. But now we're seeing even abysmal coverage in the process stuff, because you're right. You know, the New York Times buried the stuff about the Lieberman's obvious flip-flop. The other part is, you know, in that story, it said, the Times reported, Mr. Lieberman says he favors the essential elements of the healthcare legislation, but fears that expanding government programs would compound the federal debt. Nowhere does the New York Times in the story report that the CBO reported that it would actually decrease the federal debt.
Right, so why is that? I mean, why?
I think the way that the Beltway Press works, it's very much a center-right group. So if Joe Lieberman is standing up, you know, Joe Lieberman is seen as a very serious guy because he broke from the Democrats, because he doesn't like liberals, and he's pushing back against the Obama administration. And so they, I don't know. I mean, they seem to identify with that guy and really want to grant him a lot of cover in terms of A, ignoring the CBO stuff, B, and completely playing down this egregious flip-flop. He sort of plays into their sweet spot.
Well, and
very establishment, very center-right, very cautious, very anti-liberal, and they love him.
And let me follow up with this, because my theory on this at some point, at some level, is it's part of a broader thing here. And there was a controversy last week and into this week. Folks remember who listened to this show, we had Matt Taibbi on, the Rolling Stone reporter, who wrote this big piece about Obama stuffing his administration with Wall Streeters. And Taibbi writes this piece. There was one little factual error in there. He confused two guys named Jamie Rubin in one sentence, whatever. But the long and the short of it is, Taibbi proceeds to get really pretty well attacked by some even progressives in Washington. He gets obviously attacked by the business press. And people are trying to wonder, well, why are they attacking Taibbi? Why is the reporting on Joe Lieberman so glowing? Let me throw out to you and see what you think about this. I think there's a direct line between all of this, that the consensus in Washington media circles is that to be taken seriously is to bash the left, to bash progressives, whoever the progressives are. They are to be bashed. Joe Lieberman bashes progressives and the progressive agenda. Matt Taibbi writes an article bashing the Obama administration for filling itself up with Wall Street, or basically a progressive critique. And they both, in their own way, seem to be fired through the prism of the consensus in the media establishment to be taken seriously in the Washington media means to inherently bash the left, treat the left as a joke and as not serious. Is that part of it?
I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, the fact that, you know, that Lieberman was against the public option and, the press basically wrote off the public option in June or July. I mean, it came from the left. It must be this loopy sort of socialist idea. And lo and behold, here we are in November and December, still sort of kind of talking, well, up until about a week ago, sort of still talking about the public option. I mean, it wasn't dead on arrival, and it was a legitimate, policy initiative. And it's, if we weren't doing the filibuster, it would have passed with 55 votes. But that came from the left, so it couldn't be serious. But you're right. The Beltway Press is a center-right institution. If you want to be smart in terms of your career, and if you want to be saying what everyone else is saying, and that often seems to be the career goal, you attack the left, you're a little left. You don't take progressives and liberal Democrats seriously. And I think we've seen that. We've seen that in the healthcare. Lieberman stands up to the left and squashes the left, so he must be a very serious,
centrist, thoughtful person, right?
Consistent politician. And so the Times, two or three days in a row now, has just absolutely given him a free ride in his press coverage. Not even, in the news coverage, you don't have to call politicians out in news articles, but as you suggested, a little context would be nice.
Yeah, exactly. And final question for you, to get on the line with us, Eric Bowler of Media Matters. You can find his work at mediamatters.org. This quote, to me, this just kills me. This is a quote from the Washington Post today, quoting the chief lobbyist for the pharmaceutical industry, talking about President Obama and the Obama administration basically lobbying against an amendment that would allow Americans to buy prescription drugs from other industrialized countries. Obama had campaigned on this aggressively. I think he even co-sponsored the same legislation when he was in the Senate. Clearly supported it. And there's this quote in this Washington Post story from the chief lobbyist for the pharmaceutical industry, quote, "It's about being a candidate as opposed to being president." The idea, this is the oldest canard in the book, that there's a difference between campaigning and governing. I wonder if some of this, because Jay Rosen, the great media critic from NYU, he says that there's this idea of the church, what he calls the church of the savvy, that Beltway reporters, that the media doesn't take politicians' campaign promises seriously when they subsequently report on those politicians in office, because everybody knows, for instance, to be savvy, to be politically savvy, right, is to know that every politician lies and will break their promises. Is there some of that going on here?
I would disagree, because I think they have. I think I have noticed a trend with Obama where they I agree with the original point, but I continuously see this trend with the reporting on Obama. Even now, they refer back to when he was a candidate. My favorite ones were as Obama had promised to end partisan bickering. He promised to change the culture in Washington. I mean, like every other candidate since the last 100 years, promised to try to change.
Okay, I'll let me meet you halfway. I mean, that is ridiculous to try to hold him to a promise like that, which actually is kind of out of his control, right? Because
exactly.
The Republicans can decide whether
we still see leads for the candidate who said he was going to change Washington. But in terms of the substantive,
I remember he completely broke the promise on NAFTA. I mean, it was like that. He just said, "No, I'm not going to follow through on the promise." And now you got this thing on reimportation. I just kind of get the sense that, on substantive stuff, and by the way, especially substantive progressive stuff, that it's like, oh, yeah, of course, Barack Obama, he made all these promises, and the public's stupid to even believe it. It's not really news when, and by the way, it's the same thing for Bush, right? If he breaks a promise, politicians, they break their promises all the time.
I would agree. There is a certain amount of that in that during the campaign, You know, they pretend these, you know, the candidates on both sides of the aisle, what they're saying is serious and legitimate. But anyone who's been through these campaigns realizes that most of it is just sort of platitudes.
Yeah, but the problem with that
But then when they're in office and as you say, they drop these promises, I think you're right. The press just sort of looks at the public and say, well, what do you expect? Everyone does this.
Well, and the problem with that from the media perspective is, you know, that's the whole basis of our democracy.
Right.
In a Republican democracy, right, we get to vote once every 2 years or 4 years. So all we have to go on is what they promise us.
That's right.
For the media to then be like, oh, you know, promises are all a joke afterwards, it's like, it completely undermines the very foundations of what a democracy is supposed to be.
Well, right, and I think the press, during the campaign season, I mean, they're so cynical and they're so sort of removed. They cover it and they see it as a sort of entertainment production, and I think they long ago stopped really taking seriously what the candidates say, but they don't really express that during the campaign itself. They go along with this sort of $1 billion charade that campaigns have become, and that they really are entertainment, and they cover them as entertainment, and then afterwards they look at the public and say, well, you know, that was just a show. Did you take it seriously? Why did you take it seriously? And I think that does play into this notion that only the savvy insiders realize that none of it is actually legit.
Eric Bullard of Media Matters, MediaMatters.org. We check in with him every week. Eric, as always, really appreciate you taking the time.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. 9:22 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, our News of the Weird segment. News of the Weird. Get this. A little teaser for you. Titillating teaser.
Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah, titillating, yeah.
No, I don't. You know, I have an uncle that calls himself Titillating Ted. Is that not annoying and obnoxious?
It's annoying and obnoxious.
I love you anyway, Ted, but you call yourself Titillating Ted.
Pretty annoying. After the break, News of the Weird. Ashley Dupree, the Elliot Spitzer's mistress, has a new column in the New York Post, a regular column in the New York Post. I'll fill you in on that and other stories, News of the Weird. Again, check our website, am760.net. We've got video up of Joe Lieberman flip-flopping all over the place. You got to see it. We also have this new military ad, the video gameization of war. I wrote a column about it a couple months ago. We had a discussion about it. Now there's a new one out. Check it out. Also, our must-read of the day from sports writer Dave Zirin. And instant message us. Go over to am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Send us an instant message about your thoughts on health care. Should they scrap the bill or not? And I need your 10... or any of your best quotes, most outrageous quotes of the decade for a column I'm writing. Any help, I would really appreciate it. We'll get back to the phones and to our News of the Weird after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, a new crash southbound I-25 at Alameda. That's messing things up from 8th down to Alameda. Also going to be a little heavy for you from I-70 past Spear Boulevard as you make your way into downtown from the north end. Westbound 36, still stop and go, Sheridan to McCasland. Also some icy conditions on 70 between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail Pass. Also going to be icy over Loveland Pass. CDOT reporting that all morning long. Also, 104th Ave Bridge still closed over I-25. The forecast here, mostly sunny skies and seasonal to high around 48 degrees. Expect light winds as well. Currently 34 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. Open your media player now and click on the banner to get your free bottle of Beta Prostate today. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. To get a full 30-day supply rushed to your door, click on the banner located next to your media player now. Or if you prefer, call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043. This offer is for new customers only. All you pay is shipping and handling. Call or click now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043.
I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent
you. They're open now. Call 1-800-600-2125 for your free trial. 1-800-600-2125.
When you hear that music, you know it's News of the Weird. As promised, the first News of the Weird story, Ashley Dupree gets an Ask Ashley column in the New York Post. Got a problem with your love life? Ask Ashley, says the AP. That would be Ashley Dupree, the former call girl whose tryst with former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer led to his resignation last year. The New York Post has hired the 24-year-old to write a weekly advice column dealing with sex and relationships. Another sad step downward in the downward spiral for American journalism, where content means nothing, the only thing that matters is fame and celebrity. What a bummer. Americans are info junkies. This is from Live Science. Americans are known for gorging on food, but we're also gluttons of another sort. A new study finds that the average American consumes more than 34 gigabytes of video, music, and words a day. And that's only on our free time. One byte of information is equivalent to one letter of text. 1 gigabyte is equal to roughly 8 minutes of high-definition video. 34 gigabytes of data would fit on about 7 DVD discs or 1.5 Blu-ray discs. That's from the University of California at San Diego's study. Police. Massachusetts suspect mutilated fingers to hide his ID. This is out of Boston. Police say a Boston man wanted for drug trafficking tried to conceal his identity by cutting the tips of his fingers to hide the prints. Man, that's like out of a movie or something. Like a bank robbery movie or something. Texas police arrest an intruder suspect as he bathed. A 25-year-old man suspected of breaking into an East Texas house is jailed after police found him taking a bath in the house. The incident happened at about 3:30 in the morning Sunday in a blue-collar neighborhood of Northwest Tyler. Breaking into a house to take a bath. Hadn't heard that one. A Connecticut Salvation Army chapter got a pleasant surprise when its members were counting change dropped into one of the organization's holiday donation kettles. Members found a rare 1881 half-eagle coin last week while counting donations made somewhere in Torrington, Connecticut, on the day after Thanksgiving, 1881. German police arrested a man who claimed to be a secret agent after a high-speed chase in pursuit of a car with a blue flashing light on its roof. Police in the southern city of Fürth, Germany, caught up with the man after he raced past them, ignored signals to pull over, and ran a red light as they gave chase. He said he was a secret agent. I love that excuse. Alpine enthusiasts say don't drink and ski. Britain on Wednesday warned its skiers and snowboarders to avoid excess alcohol when taking to France's ski slopes after a spate of drinking-related deaths and serious accidents. That is pretty serious. Teens. This is a story about teens. President Obama's chief anti-drug official says marijuana is becoming more popular among U.S. teens, and they have cut down on smoking cigarettes, binge drinking, and meth use because of it. Remember, we talk about safer choices here, and I'm not endorsing teens smoking marijuana. But this sort of suggests that there is that choice being made. All right, last News of the Weird story. This is from right here in Colorado. Two people were severely burned early Sunday morning after apparently causing an explosion while making hashish, according to the Summit County Sheriff's Office. The people involved, a man and a woman, were reportedly operating an approved medical marijuana grow operation, but were also experimenting with
hashish and apparently blew up their whole house. News of the
that
weird.
That could be a problem, Dave.
Totally.
And I think they had medical licenses. Did you say that?
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
They did have medical licenses, so this could be like a new thing, like where people are trying to make hash and blowing up their rooms and stuff. So
yeah.
Well, be careful, hash makers.
Be careful out there, you hash makers. All right, that's our news of the weird. After the break, I guess we're going to get to Bill McKibben?
No, we have another small segment maybe phone call or
two.
Yeah,
so we'll take some calls. 303-713-7600, weigh in on any of the issues we've been talking about. In particular, if you want to weigh in on health care, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Scrap it or pass it. The health care bill, according to the Senate news out of the Senate, no Medicare buy-in proposal to allow people 55 and older to buy into Medicare, and no public option. So do you say pass it, or do you say scrap it and start over? Where do you come down? We'll take some calls, 303-713-7600. And after some calls, we're going to check in with Bill McKibben, the famed environmentalist, live from Copenhagen. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still got this crash up on I-25 at Alameda. Stop-and-go backups all the way around Auraria Parkway. So it's slow going, moving across downtown there on the southbound side. Northbound, there's no problems right now. Also sluggish westbound turnpike, Sheridan to Wadsworth as you move across Westminster. Things back in the 50s and 60s on 225 between I-70 and the Tech Center. If you're traveling up in the high country today, look out for some icy spots there on 70 between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail Pass. Forecast today, much like yesterday, going to be sunny, breezy, mild, high of 48. Right now, 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874. Or online at SolSourceInc.com.
There, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no, this
doesn't.
Is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
Tonight on A&E.
Oh, what the f*** is that?
That just happened.
I think we got his attention.
Wherever you're hiding, we will find you. We will come again and again and again.
Oh! The new season of Paranormal State premieres tonight at 10 p.m. 9 central on A&E.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Financing on the Mini Cooper Clubman. For details, visit miniusa.com/info. MSRP includes destination and handling. Excludes license, registration, taxes, and options.
936 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Turk has called the audible. We are going to shift things around a little bit here. We've got Bill McKibben on the phone now, and we were going to get to your calls after we talked to Bill McKibben because he is over in Copenhagen. Bill, thanks for taking the time this morning. Let me just introduce you to folks who don't know you, but I'm sure everybody who's listening knows you. Bill McKibben is, of course, the author of The End of Nature, the first book for a common audience about global warming. He's a frequent contributor to various magazines, including the New York Times, Atlantic Monthly, Harper's, et cetera, et cetera. And he's the co-founder and director of 350.org, 350.org. Check it out. He is in Copenhagen right now at the climate conference. Bill, tell us what's going on. The news of the wire that I think a lot of people have seen over the last few days is that the developing nations have at a certain point walked out of the climate talks. Is that true? And what is in general going on?
There's the usual complete chaos and confusion here. But the real story is that developing countries are being much tougher than they usually have been in the past. They've been aggressive in standing up for real targets about climate. In particular, they've gotten strongly behind this 350 number. 350 is the amount of carbon that scientists say we can have in the atmosphere and still have a safe planet. Those countries that are facing real survival issues have heard that and are demanding an agreement that produces that. The U.S. and the other great powers, but especially the U.S., are paying no attention to the science and are at the moment proposing a series of cuts and things that would yield the world with 700 or 800 parts per million CO2. So that's where we are going into the last few days. The naked power of the U.S. is beginning, I think, to tell a little bit, and they may be able to produce the agreement that they're demanding, but there's been a lot of courageous dissent from a lot of countries, and it's a reflection of the success that civil society has had in making this a global movement in the last 6 or 8 months.
Bill, can you explain to us, in your own opinion, because a lot of people hear what you are hearing what you have to say, and I'm sure are thinking, well, wait a minute. Barack Obama and the Obama administration is representing the U.S. at this, obviously, and Barack Obama and the Obama administration has talked a good game on climate change. But you are saying that the U.S. is now potentially going to play an obstructionist kind of role in really trying to meet those key emissions cuts targets. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, look, Barack Obama is better than George Bush on climate. And that's good, but it's also, in a sense, bad because that's all the bar he has to clear, you know, to be applauded. And it's nowhere near enough to satisfy the demands of physics. That's the problem here. The argument is not really between the U.S. and China and the EU. And it's between human beings and physics. And even the nifty rhetoric of Barack Obama really has remarkably small impression on physics. So our cumbersome political process, way too in debt to special interests, especially fossil fuel-based special interests. The requirement that we get 60 senators to sign off on anything that happens, and Barack Obama's decision to make health care and not climate his major focus, have all combined to mean that we're very much the caboose at this conference. The U.S. has proposed cutting its carbon emissions 4% below 1990 levels by 2020. That's less than we agreed to cut 12 years ago at Kyoto. We're going backwards.
Let me follow up that you talked about the fossil fuel industry and special interests. I wonder, at a conference like that, in your estimation, what is a bigger impact? Is it actual kind of, you know, this idea of special interests, oil companies, coal companies, kind of backroom dealing it, or is it also the idea that there's this political idea, and I don't subscribe to it, but there's this political idea that if we do anything serious on this, it will cause undue harm to the middle class in terms of higher energy prices. Which of those two forces is a bigger force for the U.S.?
I think it's probably both. Vested interest and inertia are both extremely strong. And the vested interest part is getting a little easier to deal with, maybe, because there are an increasing number of vested interests who want change. Now there are big companies who are building wind turbines and things. They're not as big as ExxonMobil, which made more money last year than any company in the history of money, but they're beginning to have a little bit of power. That fear of asking anybody to actually change remains a very strong force.
When this climate conference is concluded, what should the average person who's going to be reading all this covers, and it's definitely going to be confusing, what are the key telltale signs that we should be looking for to know if this was a success or a failure?
The thing that we're tracking at the 350.org website is from a group called Climate Interactive. It's a couple of computer jockeys from MIT and elsewhere. And they're able to crunch all the numbers from all the different proposals and tell you what they actually add up to. Last night when they pushed the button, when they added all the proposals on the table now from the U.S. and everybody else, they yielded a world that in 2100 has 770 parts per million CO2. If that's not hell, then it has a very similar temperature. and that's the bottom line on this. Nothing anybody's doing here is getting there yet. So we're going to need, coming out of Copenhagen, a bigger, stronger, gnarlier political movement than we've got right now.
Again, on the line with us is Bill McKibben. He's the co-founder and director of 350.org, 350.org. He wrote the seminal book, The End of Nature. And my final question for you, Bill, what about enforcement? I mean, there's this whole issue of there's two tracks on this, right? Like what we agree to cut, what we agree to do, what we agree to fund, and then actually enforcing it. Is there a fear that that is going to be riddled with loopholes or weakened substantially, that even what they may agree to on the top line isn't really what's going to happen?
It's an excellent fear. and it's almost certainly to be true. And if you look at legislation like the stuff making its way through Washington, you get a sense of just how many ingenious loopholes can be designed. Look, there's plenty of reason to be deeply pessimistic about this whole thing. As you noted, the book that I wrote about it 20 years ago had the cheerful title, The End of Nature. The thing that we need to make any of it work, the targets, the enforcement, anything else, is a really impassioned and empowered global movement. We built some of that at 350.org. In October, we held what CNN called the most widespread day of political action in the planet's history, 5,200 demonstrations in 181 countries. That helped. That's one of the reasons that these small countries have been standing up strong here, punching above their weight. But we need to go a lot further still.
So, folks, you've heard that here from Bill McKibben. He's over there in Copenhagen. Go to 350.org and get involved. Bill, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I'm trying to get an update. I'll email you, see if we can get an update when
this
whole thing's over, okay?
Thank you for all your good work, man.
All right, thanks so much. That was Bill McKibben. Again, find his website, 350.org. He's the co-founder and director of 350.org. Of course, 350 referring to the amount effectively, of carbon emissions in the atmosphere that we need to be below so that we don't incinerate the whole planet. He is a great, great leader and a good friend and a good colleague. 9:46 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll take your calls on any and all subjects. You want to weigh in on climate change? You want to weigh in on the scrap it or pass it debate with healthcare? We've been getting a lot of instant messages. You want to weigh in on what's on our website? Go over to AM760.net, see the military's new ad campaign, more video gameization of war and military conflict. Check it out at our website. Shoot us an instant message. Or give us a call, 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Emergency crews still trying to clean up this crash on southbound I-25 near Alameda. Seeing these delays go back past Auraria Parkway in the stop-and-go type of manner here. Speeds in the teens. Also sluggish westbound Turnpike, Sheridan to Wadsworth. Same deal eastbound 6th Avenue, Federal to 25. Also got a crash on the surface streets at 38th and Peoria. Forecast today, sunny skies, seasonal, a high around 48 degrees. Expect some light winds, though, this afternoon. Our current downtown temperature, 36 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm very conservative, and I mean, with a public system like this...
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Give the Ovation Holiday Gift Set, a special holiday package at a special holiday price. Visit OvationHair.com and enter AM760 to receive a special 10% introductory savings. OvationHair.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
5:49 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Lots to talk about today. Healthcare, Joe Lieberman. We've got that video up of Joe Lieberman contradicting himself wildly. Lieberman saying he's against allowing people 55 and older to buy into Medicare after 3 months ago. And by the way, as recently as 3 months ago, he's been doing recently 3 months ago saying that was a reform he could support, headline in the New York Times. The White House telling Senate Democrats to capitulate to all of Lieberman's demands, get rid of the public option, get rid of this Medicare buy-in proposal, and pass a bill that is just subsidies to the insurance industry and a mandate for everybody to buy coverage. Do you think we should pass it, or do you think we should scrap it? You're going to be starting to hear right now a lot of Democratic spin saying, hey, we got to pass it because if we don't pass it now, we'll never pass it, even though it is a massive giveaway to the insurance industry. So where do you come down? Scrap it or pass it? Sharon in Littleton. Sharon, you're on AM 760. Hello, Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, David. I'm in favor of passing it, but here's my question. Why couldn't the Senate pass it without the public option and with the Medicare buy-in? And then when it goes to conference committee, put it back in. And wouldn't it go back to the Senate and the House then for an up or down vote and they could pass it with a simple majority?
Well, I have to look into that. I don't believe, and there's some debate about whether they can pass a conference report. That's what you're suggesting, which is for folks who don't know the legislative process, it basically works like this. Each House passes their bill, they go, then the House and Senate negotiators go iron out their differences so that they both have one bill.
Right.
It's called a conference report. Then they send that conference report back to both houses, and both houses have to vote on it, and it can't be. Now, here's one thing. A conference report, I do know, cannot be amended, because the whole point of a conference report is that both houses have to be on the same page.
Right.
Can it pass with only 51 votes? There is some controversy about that. I will do some digging on that, but there's a gray area there, and I don't know. My guess, as somebody who worked up on the Hill, my guess is the answer is no. But I will do some digging on it, because then if you could, on the off chance that you could, then you make a good point. Then it's just like, pass anything, fix it in conference, and then pass a conference report that's better. My guess is, though, that's not the way it's going to work. And my guess is, frankly, what would happen, even if that was the way it would work, they would water it down in conference committee. They'd keep the watered down version and then put the conference report on the floor that was watered down, the giveaway to the insurance industry, and say, hey, we got to do this. Come on, up or down vote, we got to do this. So I will look into that for you. It's a good question.
Well, I have one more question for you. Why couldn't they pass this bill just as insurance reform with all this, restrictions on pre-existing conditions and stuff, and then come back in budget reconciliation and expand Medicare and Medicaid, because those are budgetary issues?
Well, they could do that. They absolutely could do that. I think the hesitation on that as a strategy among progressive groups, and I'm not saying it's a bad strategy, but the hesitation has been that, look, let's say there are 58 votes for a public option. Let's just throw that out there. Let's say there's 57, just to be, 57 pretty solid votes right now for a public option or a Medicare buy-in, but that also included all the insurance reforms that almost everybody in Congress at least rhetorically supports, no discrimination on pre-existing condition. The fear has been that if you separate them, right? You'll get 80 votes for the insurance reform, and then suddenly 10 or 15 or 20 Democrats who couldn't stand voting against the insurance reforms, they would be able to vote for the insurance reforms, but against the proposals that really take on the insurance industry, like an expanded Medicare or a public option. And then all of a sudden your 57 votes, let's say, that you have for the public option with all in a package, all of a sudden that becomes 40 votes. That's been the fear.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. And I promise over the next day, I will try to find out if a conference report requires 60 votes or only 51. Thanks for the call, Sharon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Trisha in Fort Collins. Trisha, you're on AM 760.
I think they should scrap the whole thing and just represent it as single payer and just go all the way with that. If we're going to go down, we might as well go down fighting for something that's worthwhile. This is a piece of garbage.
I got to tell you something. I know this is controversial to say, but if there's no public option and no Medicare expansion in there, that's where I am. I mean, I just don't think it makes anything better in any systemic kind of way if you just throw money at the insurance companies. It doesn't... The insurance companies waste so much money as it is. It's like throwing money down a rat hole. I am with you. And by the way, there was a poll out last week that showed that the major erosion, because he was like, this is bashing President Obama and he's got attacked to the middle and he's got that's where his numbers are eroding. There was a poll out last week that showed the major erosion for Obama on his approval ratings, and the major erosion nationally in support of health care reform, the idea of health care reform, the erosion has been among progressives who say that the current bills in front of Congress don't go far enough.
Well, look at Bill Ritter's ratings here in Colorado. And Betsy Markey up in Fort Collins. You try to appease the right thinking you're going to get them on board with you and get your get their votes. And, I mean, they're never going to vote for you.
That's exactly right. When you try to be a Republican, a Republican light, you're really saying to voters, hey, if you want the real thing, vote for the real Republican.
Right.
That's exactly right, and that's why it's such a losing strategy. Hey, Tricia, thanks for the call.
No problem.
Errol and Greeley. Errol, you're on AM760.
Morning, Dave.
Morning.
I'd like to talk about the ways that we can actually get this accomplished. If this bill passes the way it is right now, it'll eliminate the Democratic majority in the Congress and in the Senate. So cloture's basically null and void. Reconciliation has serious limits, like it'll expire just about the time it's supposed to actually do something. But there are two other options that will get us what we want. You can do a Medicare supplemental bill from the Congress and send it to the Senate, and we can have national single-payer Medicare for everyone. There's another option that nobody's talking about. This is the nuclear option, and you can look up how this parliamentary procedure works online. But what it does is it gives us a 51-vote majority, and you can put any bill you possibly want on there. The Democrats could pass everything they can pass, health care, EFCA, campaign finance, anything they want. And when they're done, all they have to do is close the door behind them.
Yeah, well,
all they need is 51 votes.
It's not fully true that no one's talking about it, although I agree with you. Most people are not enough people are talking about it. There was a proposal, and I should have mentioned this yesterday. There's a proposal now being floated by Tom Harkin, the senator from Iowa, to basically, if not eliminate the filibuster, send the filibuster back to the original filibuster. Folks may remember, the original filibuster made the senators stand on the floor and read. You know, it was literally a physical filibuster. You had to actually be there. And that was up until about the mid-70s. Now, the filibuster then exploded after this was changed, after there was a rule changed that allowed senators to put in a symbolic hold. Now, symbolic's not the right word. They don't actually have to be there to filibuster. They can just put a hold on it, and the senators can say that they're going to have 41 votes against something. So what Harkin is proposing is let's go back to the old filibuster system, not get rid of the filibuster, but make it really, really, really difficult to filibuster. Really, really difficult. And that, in a sense, will at least move the ball forward on national priorities like this. Hey, Errol, thanks so much for the call. All right, that's the show for today. It's a nice day out there, a couple nice days coming up. So get outside if you can. Until then, I'll see you tomorrow.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
And we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
Get fresh Mexican food and mighty margaritas at Lime American Cantinas. Buy a half-price gift certificate with Bargain Watch at am760.net. Great deals like this one brought to you by Comcast.
Turn to the left with AM.